Top 30 Mets prospect. Pitch. Breaking ball. Missed high. Almost hit him, but he twisted out of the way. Didn't stick the elbow out. Hugged it tight. So avoid getting hit by that pitch. Two balls and two strikes. Schwartz ranks as the number 19 prospect in the system. 2-2 coming. JT fouls it back, putting together a good AB. Parker into his windup, the 2-2 coming. Schwartz lines it foul off to the left into the bleachers. Here in Wilmington, you have the lower seating bowl. It's about six or seven rows that hug around from third base behind home and up the third baseline. Then you have a little walkway, kind of a second deck of seats, and then the concourse, and then the bleachers down to third baseline. 2-2. Schwartz swings, pops it up. Sky high. Big league pop-up on the left side of the infield. Jose Sanchez, the third baseman, comes down and with 2 feet on that green carpet, makes the catch in the grass. So almost a 1-2-3 inning for Parker, but he does face the minimum. No runs, no hits, a walk, but nobody left. Middle of four, Wilmington still leading Brooklyn. Parker has settled in. It's 3-1 Blue Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink. Every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
New pitcher in for the Brooklyn Cyclones, bottom of the fourth inning. It's Jesus Vargas, one of the newcomers to the organization. So Vargas getting some time. Cyclones trailing Wilmington in the first game of a doubleheader. Blue Rocks have a 3-1 lead. Vargas is officially one of the starting pitchers, but with yesterday getting pushed back to today, you basically have an issue if you're a pitching coach and a manager like A.J. Seager and Louis Rivera. You got to get these guys in and get them some time. So this Brooklyn Cyclones team has 8 starters that they're going to what they call piggyback, and Vargas is one of them. Was supposed to, I guess, pitch at the end of the rotation next week, but they don't want to let him sit around for too long. So Hedzka, I guess, cleans up the third inning, and Vargas comes out for the fourth. So it's Sanchez, Wilson, and Barley against Jesus Vargas. Righty to righty, first pitch to Sanchez. He swings and drills one high in the sky. Left field, Palmer back at the wall, makes the catch. Wow, good swing by Sanchez and just missed a home run. That was up into the air. Palmer tracked it back. That's the second one JP has caught right at the fence. Antuna put one at the track there in that third inning, and then Sanchez just missed. So one out for the nine-hitter, center fielder Cody Wilson, 25-year-old veteran. Vargas turns the feet, deals home, and drops the breaking ball in there for strike one. So the starters, 8 of them. It's a chance for the Cyclones to actually be really good this year if they can do that. The 0-1. So we're going to bounce the ball to the second baseman, Wyatt Young. He collects and whips over to first base for out number two. Vargas, David Griffin, Oscar Rojas, Dyson Acosta, Jose Chacin, Carlos Ocampo, and the guy we saw to start this game, Junior Santos. So 8 starters. Of course, you would think, hey, normally it's a 5-man rotation, but you play a 6-game series. Do the math a little bit. It's going to be a little funky this year. Here's Jordy Barley with 2 outs. Pitch. Breaking ball, missed outside, one ball, no strikes. You'll have guys what's called piggybacking. So two starters on one day. That's what we're seeing right here, right now, in this first game of a doubleheader. Here's the 1-0 to Barley. Fastball strike hits the glove on the outside corner to even the count of the ball and a strike. Barley has been a problem today. Walk, single, two stolen bases, and a run scored. Pitch. That misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Wilmington 3, Brooklyn 1, bottom of the fourth inning. Bases empty, two outs. Still a blue sky overhead. With some puffy white clouds. The 2-1. Vargas missed high and tight at 82 miles an hour for ball three. Jesus gets the sign, nods yes. Goes over the head with the wine. Here's the 3-1. This is fouled off to the right for strike two. Jesus Vargas came over from the Dodgers organization, just like Jose Chacin did last year. Now, Chacin will pitch game two. He'll be the starter in the nightcap tonight. Vargas steals the payoff pitch. Breaking ball got him looking. Good pitch by Vargas. And Barley strikes out and makes out for the first time tonight. So we're through four innings. Wilmington 3, Brooklyn 1. All runs in that first frame. We're off to the fifth inning next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Jalen Palmer leads off the top of the fifth inning for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Initial toss to Jalen. He swings and pops it up into shallow right field. Stroshine camping underneath it. Reaches up, makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Lucas Knowles, who's the new arm into the game for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Blue Rocks have a 3-1 lead against the Cyclones in the top of the fifth. So Mitchell Parker is done. He's out of this game. He cannot win. He went just four innings. One run over four, two hits, three walks, and five punchies. Here's Brandon McIlwain. Cyclones are only down two, but running out of time. Pitch. Cuts and misses for strike one. Cyclones have only put together a pair of hits. They came in the first inning. That's when they scored their lone run of the game. Knowles is a southpaw. Goes into the wine, rocks and deals. And McIlwain swings, hits a little number first base side. Tough play, picked up by Knowles. The pitcher, he runs to first and steps on it for the one unassisted put out. Old Knowles been working on those PFPs, pitcher fielding practice. Cyclones making some quick outs in this game. Parker was tough. He struck out five, like I said. So he would throw you a little something here and there, but Brooklyn is trying to attack early in the count now against Knowles. Here's Matt O'Neill. Pitch. Righty takes a 12-6 curveball outside at 80 miles an hour for ball one. Knowles out of Central Arizona Junior College, drafted in 2019. Pitch. O'Neill takes a knee-high strike, 1-1. That pitch looked pretty down. And if I heard any barking, it was probably from that Brooklyn dugout, third base side. Infield is back with two outs. Brooklyn down by two in the top of the fifth. Here's the 1-1. O'Neill hits a weak ground ball to short. Barley charges, collects, and whips over to first base in time. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Lucas Knowles. The Cyclones go down in order. Four and a half innings in the books. The first of our pair today playing two. Wilmington has a 3-1 lead in Delaware on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from baseball history,
there's drama.
He has thrown an out-hitter.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
On MLB Network.
Oh,
where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable!
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Wilmington coming to the plate, leading the Cyclones 3-1. Started to get just a little bit windy here in Delaware. 52 degrees, and tonight going down about 48. So not too bad. We are certainly expecting and hoping for some great weather in Coney Island next week for the opener. We start Tuesday night at 7 o'clock against Jersey Shore. And we certainly acknowledge the fact that there will be a beach breeze we just cannot do anything about, but we've got to see it to believe it. Darren Baker leads off the bottom of the fifth for Wilmington. Again, they're up by two. Pitch. Jesus Vargas misses down low. One ball, no strikes. So all the runs in this game scored in that first inning. Here's the kick in the 1-0. That missed down and in to Baker. Two balls and no strikes. Start tomorrow at 1:05. Nice Sunday afternoon game here. The 2-0. Fastball is a strike to make it 2-1. Might have heard that train sound in the distance. Pulling into the local Amtrak station. The 2-1. Caught on and fouled to the plate. Baker went down to a knee. Try to get a piece of that. Two balls, two strikes. It's a nice little intimate stadium they have in Wilmington. Used to be in the Carolina League. Used to have affiliates that go back to Boston. They were with a little bit. Kansas City, a big time. And then into last year, for the first time ever, with Washington. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Baker, it's a ground ball foul outside of first. Blue Rocks are in the same division as the Cyclones, the North Division. There's two divisions, North Division and South Division. The North Division is made up of five teams, and the South Division made up of seven. And if you're scratching your head with me, it's because of geography. If you look at the map of this league, you'll have, there's like a line across Virginia, Pennsylvania. There's just nobody between a few states between the North and the South Division. Vargas leans into the 2-2. The pitch is fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. So if you're new to the Cyclones, if you have a family member on the team, we'll certainly play Wilmington a lot, right around once a month, either home or on the road. We'll play Hudson Valley like you would not believe, and a couple sprinklings with the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Here comes the 2-2 to the plate. Baker takes inside. Did it get a piece of him? It did not. He skipped out of the way and made kind of a motion to his knee, but Adam Clark, the home plate umpire, dressed in black, wasn't buying it. Baker trying to lead off the fifth. Here comes the payoff pitch. And he spoils it foul back to the netting. And the other team that will play a lot is the team that we'll open up with again next week. That's Jersey Shore, the affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. So very excited for Tuesday, April 12th. You can get your Cyclones winner cap when you walk in. The payoff. Baker, it's a ground ball towards the mound. Stabbed at and missed by the pitcher. But Reyes behind the play in front of second. Picks it up and whips it to first base in time. Vargas might have got a piece of that with his glove. So I'll put it down as the old 1-6-3. And Baker is out number one in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1 Wilmington, bottom five. One out, nobody on. Here's Antuna, single, and a deep, deep fly out to center field. Vargas turns the body, fires home, and plants one in the outside corner at 86 miles an hour for a strike. Slight shift. They play Reyes up the middle. He cannot cross over onto the right side of the infield. 0-1. Antuna takes 94 outside. Vargas just missed. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Antuna awaits. Here's the next pitch. It's a soft one that crosses the inside corner. 79-mile-an-hour hook right under his hands for strike two. Vargas into the wind again. O'Neill sets up away. The 1-2 pitch missed high. Waste pitch upstairs at 92. Runs the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. All goose eggs on the scoreboard since the first. Here's the 2-2. Antuna fouls it back towards the sweet level here in Wilmington. So next week, it is, of course, Easter week as well. It just affects the school schedule and things like that. But we'll play Tuesday through Sunday. We've got an Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday next week. So you come before the game, you get out in the outfield, and you do a little Easter egg hunt. Have fun with that. 2-2. Antuna swings and lost one into shallow center. Palmer comes in but has to play it on a couple of hops. A little pitching wedge action from Yasiel Antuna to center field, but he's on for the second time tonight with a bloop base hit. Wilmington 3, Brooklyn 1, one on one out for the cleanup man, the very dangerous Israel Pineda. You got these guys, Antuna, Pineda, Mendoza, and Merihildo. That can really do some damage. Vargas deals and spins one down and out, and the righty spits on it. 1 ball, no strikes. So Vargas comes to the Cyclones as a 23-year-old who played in the Dodgers organization, signed as a free agent in the offseason. Pitch. Pineda swings, pops it up left field. Rudick comes running in. Reyes goes out, but calls off Rudick, and Reyes does, in fact, make the catch in shallow left field. So that's a big, big out for Jesus Vargas. Pineda can swing with the best of them. Good to see him sit down. And there's 2 outs now for Drew Mendoza, who ripped a single to right his last time. Vargas had some really good years with the Dodgers, but just like Jose Chacin, who you might remember from last year and into this year, there's just a lot of good talent in that Dodgers system. Spinner to throw to first base, and Antuna dives back in. So Chacin came to the Mets last year. He'll pitch in game two as a starter. He was throwing 95, 96, and you're going, the Dodgers got rid of this guy? Pitch. Mendoza cuts and misses at a high strike, nothing in one. And now we're seeing Vargas in front of our eyes, also elected free agency after some years with the Dodgers where he may not have felt like they were giving him the push that he needed. He's coming over here throwing 94. Next pitch, Mendoza swings, fouls it back into the seats. It's nothing in two. So you get to this point, it's so strange with that COVID year. It kind of, I believe, still kind of counted for some of these guys. If anything, it affected their 1 year of development. Hey, I would have been in high A that year and next year double A, and now you're pushed back a year. A lot of log jams, as I said. 0-2 pitch, Mendoza again spoils it foul. So sometimes organizations just have too many players, too many pieces. You shorten the draft to 5 rounds in 2020. You cut it in half from the original 40 to 20 last year, and moving forward, you can see them maybe cutting it even more because they just have so many players in fewer levels now. Runner goes, 0-2 pitch, taken high, throw to second by O'Neill, a good one, the tag is right on time. Matt O'Neill throws out Yasiel Antuna, tag applied by Wilmer Reyes. Good throw by Matt O'Neill. Put out goes 2-6, so we'll see Mendoza again in the sixth. No runs, one hit, and nobody left. Something's got to give. Cyclones need some hits. We go to the sixth inning, Wilmington 3, Brooklyn 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is Matt Rudick, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the sixth inning, it's our trivia inning as the Cyclones trail Wilmington 3-1. Call it opening day, opening doubleheader day, if you will, on a Saturday in April. We got wet grounded last night, so not a drop of rain until we got back to the hotel. But the first base and third base, the dirt was a little bit too wet, so we got all ready to go, got all dressed up, put on our best suit. And they told us the dance floor is too wet. You cannot get out there. So we had to do it today. But we are excited to be here. Rowdy Jordan leads off for the Cyclones. Switch hitter batting right. Broken down by two. Pitch from Lucas Knowles. And the lefty misses with one chin high towards Jordan for ball one. Rowdy walked in his first Cyclones plate appearance. Waves his bat softly. The 1-0. Rowdy takes in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. So Wilmington is six outs away from a victory to start the season. Last year they were an all-right team, and Brooklyn actually had its best way against those guys last year. Ended up finishing the season, though, well under 500. 2-0 pitch, Jordan swings and pops it foul into the seats up the first baseline. Cyclones finished 48-70 last year. Wasn't great. Couldn't really pitch very well. Of course, had Beatty, Alvarez, Mauricio. Had the guys that could hit, just couldn't pitch. But they did play well against Wilmington. They actually had a winning record against Wilmington. The 2-1 on the inside corner for a strike at 90 miles an hour. It's 2-2. So that was then. This is now, though. 132 games for the first time in the history of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Knowles peeks over his mitt, dances into the wind, the 2-2 pitch. Jordan swings a little bit late and fouls it up the first base line. A little chalk hugger. And it stays two balls and two strikes. This year we'll have a split season, which means that halfway through the year we will stop and we will restart the records. So we'll keep the full season number, but you'll have a first half record and a second half record. First half division winners will make the playoffs. And the second half division winners will make the playoffs. Four teams will make it in, and we do battle. So it's definitely unique to now the full season. The 2-2 skips to the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Now, if you were with St. Lucie as a fan in the past, or Binghamton or Syracuse, you're going, full season, that's, I know that, split season. But for the Cyclones and the Cyclones fans, never experienced that before. In our 20-plus years of history. Always been a short-season club. Payoff pitch. Jordan swings, lines one towards right field. That's a base hit into the corner. Jordan hits the bag at first, takes off for second. Stroshine fires it back in. Rowdy Jordan with a double into the right field corner, and he is set up. Cyclones now bring the tying run to the plate in the top of the sixth. Rowdy So I mentioned it is our trivia inning. Every sixth inning of every Brooklyn Cyclones game, we'll bring you what we call Coney Convo's Trivia, a chance to get you involved at home if you're listening in on Twitter. I'll ask our question here in a moment as Matt Rudick steps in. Brooklyn trails by two. Wilmington leads 3-1, top of the sixth. Runner at second base with nobody out. Lefty to lefty. Knowles holds the set chest high and deals to the plate. The soft breaker is in for a strike. So you go on this date, April 9th, 1913, the Brooklyn Superbas played the Philadelphia Phillies in the first game in the history of this famous Brooklyn field. This is an easy one for some of you. Here's the 0-1. Rudick takes outside. One ball, one strike. The Brooklyn Superbas played there. You might not have heard of them, but you definitely heard of the Brooklyn Dodgers, who also played at this famous field. If you know the answer to the trivia question, go on Twitter and use the hashtag Coney, as in Coney Island, C-O-N-E-Y, Convos, C-O-N-V-O-S. If you know the answer, you get it right, we'll give you a shout-out in the bottom of the inning. 1-1 pitch. Rudick swings, pops this one up in the infield. Sanchez comes walking in from third, calls off the catcher, and makes the catch in foul territory just outside the home plate circle up the third baseline. So Rudick, who popped out to short his last time, pops out to the third baseman, and he is the first out in the top of the sixth. Now the two-hitter, Wilmer Reyes. You got Rowdy Jordan at second base with his double. Has yet to move. Got to get him in. First pitch to the righty. Wilmer takes a letter-high fastball strike. Nothing in one against Lucas Knowles. Second inning of work for Knowles. He was spectacular in that fifth inning. Very quick, threw about five or six pitches. Here comes the 0-1. Strike two. That one's on the inside corner at 91. So Reyes quickly behind. Nothing in two. Wilmer's the kind of hitter that you always have faith, even with two strikes, because it forces him to put the bat on the ball. His contact skills are otherworldly, really good. Pitch. Swings and fouls it back. In fact, go back to that 2019 season, which really was the last full, healthy year for Wilmer Reyes. He was the best hitter on the Cyclones by far. Hit better than 320 that year. And there were many at-bats I remember in that year where you almost wanted him to get to two strikes just because you needed to put the ball in play. Jordan off second with one out. The 0-2 way upstairs. Reyes matrix bends backward out of the way. And it's one ball and two strikes. Knowles nods yes at the sign. Brooklyn down by two. Sixth inning, 1-2 pitch. That's upstairs again. Knowles missing, arm side up. And the lefty falls behind. Two balls and two strikes. Parley at short. Right at the lip of that grass. He's got to have 2 feet on the infield dirt. 2-2 pitch, Reyes cuts and misses, totally fooled by that changeup. Knowles drop one down and in, and Wilmer does, in fact, strike out. So a guy that you expect to put the bat on the ball cannot do it. And there's two down. So now the lefty, Wyatt Young. You had back-to-back lefty Wilmington pitchers today. Young has struck out and walked. Pitch. Wyatt swings, laces one to center field. It's an easy one, though, for Wilson, who glides over into the gap and makes the catch to end the inning. Rowdy Jordan doubles to lead off the sixth, but the Cyclones can't move him over or get him in. We're done with 5.5 innings of play in a 7-inning game, game one of our doubleheader. Wilmington still leads Brooklyn 3-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's two for five tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Wilmington to the plate in the bottom of the sixth inning, leading the Cyclones 3-1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. My name is Keith Redd. Happy opening doubleheader day on a Saturday at Judy Johnson Field in Wilmington. We'll have the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question as Jesus Vargas gets ready to face Drew Mendoza again, Omar Marihildo, and Kevin Strosheim. So it was Mendoza at the plate in that fifth inning. With the runner at first base and two outs, Yasiel Antuna took off for second and got thrown out to end the inning. So Mendoza leads off again. Pitch from Jesus Vargas. Soft stuff misses outside at 84 for ball one. So I asked you one of the easy ones, if you will, but our trivia question back from April 9th on this date in baseball history, 1913. The 1-0. Mendoza takes a bender down and in. Two balls and no strikes. The Brooklyn Superbas played the Philadelphia Phillies, first ever game in the history of this highly decorated, famous Brooklyn field. The 2-0, missed inside on Mendoza. Three balls, no strikes. And the answer is, of course, Ebbets Field, named for the owner Charles Ebbets, the home of the Superbas, and then, more famously, the Dodgers. 3-0, outside, ball four, leadoff walk for Drew Mendoza. So we promised those shout-outs. If you got the question right and you used the hashtag ConeyConvos, the wolf howling in for the first time ever via ConeyConvos on Twitter, saying Ebbets Field. He's absolutely right. And Mary DiBernardo saying hello, Cyclones fans from Brooklyn, NYC. We're happy to get the band back together in 2022. Here's Omar Marihildo. First pitch to him. He swings and pops one high in the sky, foul, fading off into the seats up the first baseline. 3-1 Wilmington, bottom of the sixth inning. Last chance really for them to add to their lead before the top of the seventh. Pitch. Missed outside to the righty. One ball, one strike. Seven-inning game, so the Cyclones have three more outs to play with. We will see Jose Chacin against Michael Cuevas in game two. 1-1. Fastball at the knees and just missed. Matt O'Neill, the catcher, cocked his arm back, and then when he didn't hear the call, kind of dropped and slunked his shoulders and then threw the ball back to Vargas. That was a pretty good pitch. 2-1. Marihildo right on it. Fouls it back to the netting. Ooing and eyeing from some of the fans in the first and second row. Mendoza off first with nobody out. The 2-2. Breaking ball ripped into left field. Another base hit for Omar Marihildo. Mendoza takes a turn but holds at second base. Back-to-back base runners for Wilmington. Against Jesus Vargas here in the bottom of the sixth. Cyclones last inning threatened with a Rowdy Jordan leadoff double, but did not score. It's one of those games where you kind of want to keep it close, get a couple of hits your way. If Wilmington can grab a few more here, maybe put the Cyclones away in the opener. First and second, nobody out for Kevin Strosheim, former Tennessee Tech draft pick in 2019. Pitch. He swings, it's a ground ball, shortstop, hold, base hit left field. Mendoza gets the stop sign around third base. Good throw from Matt Rudick in left field. So Stroshine goes after the first pitch, singles to left. And there's ducks on the pond now for Jose Sanchez, who just missed a home run his last time. Wilmington managed this year by Mario Lison, former Blue Rocks player. He was a Kansas City Royals prospect back in the day. So he's actually the first ever former player to manage, just like Louis Rivera, which is pretty coincidental. So he's the third base coach. There, juice with nobody out pitch. 12-6 curveball missed down low. One ball, no strikes. So Vargas in some hot water right now. Bottom of the sixth. Wilmington up 3-1. Righty holds the set belt high. Rocks and deals. Spins one down and out. Two balls, no strikes. Sanchez flew out to deep, deep center his last time. Walked back in the second inning. This is his third plate appearance. Runners take their leads. 2-0 pitch at the knees. Strike one. Vargas finally gets a yes from Adam Clark behind the plate. Vargas from Macuto, Venezuela. 23-year-old right-hander looks off in the distance, steals the 2-1. And missed inside. This is going to be a colossal 3-1 pitch to Jose Sanchez. Nowhere to put him. Bases loaded, nobody out. The 3-1. Sanchez cuts and misses. You could see a big swing coming. He just had no idea what the result would be. Sometimes those situations have grand slam written all over them. But Vargas snuck 92 past Sanchez. Still got to come with another one. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off of the plate. Just nicked it. About a millimeter on that bat. Ricocheted right between the feet of the Cyclones catcher, Matt O'Neill. So fresh baseballs for the home plate umpire, Adam Clark. Tucks him in a pouch off his back right pocket. Holds up the 3-2 sign. And Vargas looks in for his. He's got his sign. Runners lead. Payoff. Swinging a foul ball up the third baseline. Little grounder. So a battle happening right now at home plate. Vargas right now, you got to keep it right here, 3-1, before you go to the top of the final inning of this first game of the doubleheader. And Wilmington can really break it wide open. 3-2 again. Up high, he walked in a run. Mendoza comes in from third base. Wilmington has a 4-1 lead. So you give Sanchez a walk, but you also give him a ribby. And we see Mr. Celery, the neon green Celery mascot, running behind home plate, high-fiving the fans between the netting. And as that happens, we take a gander out to the mound. And A.J. Sager, the pitching coach for the Cyclones, takes the slow walk up the hill, talk to Vargas and the rest of the Brooklyn Cyclones. So Sanchez is at first, Stroshine at second, Marihildo at third. Walk, single, single. I mean, that is not a recipe for success. And Vargas right now has coughed up at least one, a matter of how many here, before he can stop the bleeding. So Sager pivots and heads back to the dugout. Cyclones have a little activity up out there in left field. Looks like Colby Morris. But that is probably more if Vargas really comes undone in the inning. So Wilson at the plate. He's a right-hand hitter. First pitch to him. Breaking ball. Missed low. One ball, no strikes. A.J. Sager, the pitching coach, has had to go out there twice today. The first to Junior Santos, the starter, who lasted just two innings. 1-0. Wilson through the hands, but held him back. I should say through the shoulders, but held the hands back. Takes the breaking ball outside. 2-0. Wilmington 4, Brooklyn 1. Bases loaded. Bottom of the sixth. Nobody out. Here's the 2-0. Swinging a crack to center field in the air. Palmer lining it up. Makes the catch. Meanwhile, Marahildo tags and scores from third base. Sacrifice fly for Cody Wilson. Tacks on another for the Blue Rocks. And Wilmington, the Nationals affiliate, has a 5-1 lead. So two runs have crossed. That really makes this a little bit different. Mr. Celery yet again high-fiving the fans. If you get a chance, Google Mr. Celery Wilmington Blue Rocks. It's quite worth the read. So now Jordan Barley. He's been on 2 out of 3 times tonight. Pitch. Righty takes a fastball strike at the knees at 91. Barley walks, single, pair of stolen bases, and a run score. First and second, one out. Vargas fires away. Slider in the dirt. Good block by O'Neill to even the count of the ball and a strike. Game two coming up about a half hour after this first game wraps up. Jose Chacin against Michael Cuevas. Here comes the 1-1. Barley rips it foul off to the left. In fact, his manager in the third base coaching box, Mario Lison, had to go up on his tippy toes and tighten up, suck the belly in. Try not to get hit by that. He is one of the few managers that actually abides by those chalky rules of that third base coaching box. Here's the 1-2. Spiked in the dirt. Good knockdown by O'Neill. Matt did an excellent job to not only chest it down, but have the ball ricochet in front of him, which freezes the runners every time. If you have that ricochet go right or left, those guys are taking off. So Sanchez stays at first. Stroshine hangs out at second. 5-1 Wilmington with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Barley taps that red bat on his right shoulder. 2-2. Strike three called, got him looking. 93 on the black in the outside corner. Second time down looking for Jordy Barley after a good start. Vargas gets his second out. This will bring up Darren Baker. Fly out, ground out, but a walk and a run scored for Baker in that first inning. Vargas chewing his gum, deals home. Changeup missed down and out. One ball, no strikes. And now Vargas calls for time, calls O'Neill out. And I believe they just want to get on the same page with their signs with a runner at second base. Sometimes those signs change not just with first and second or guys on base, but the number of outs in the inning. So you got that second out with the strikeout to Barley, and that might change the signs between O'Neill and Vargas. Vargas brings those black Nike cleats together. High kick, pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to short, collected by Will Moraes. He races up to second, steps on the bag for the force out to end the inning. But Wilmington does what it needed to do. Tacked on some damaging runs. 2 runs, 2 hits, and 2 left. We're off to the 7th inning. Final frame for the Cyclones. Try to keep the game alive. It's 5-1 Blue Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Top of the seventh inning, last chance dance for the Brooklyn Cyclones in game one of this 2022 campaign. First of a single admission doubleheader. Wilmington has a 5-1 lead, so the Clones are chasing four heading into the last inning. Zach Brixey comes on in relief for Wilmington. He's the second reliever used. Mitchell Parker was the starter today. He was pretty good over four innings, allowed one run, punched out five. Lucas Knowles did pretty well for Wilmington. Two scoreless, one hit, and one strikeout. No runs, of course. No walks. Just Knowles kind of keeping the Clones at bay. So Brixey will face Perosa, Schwartz, and Palmer. Here's the first pitch to Perosa. And the slider dips outside for ball one. A little shy of 7 o'clock in Wilmington, Delaware. Sunset starting to creep its way in. The 1-0, big curveball missed high. Two balls, no strikes. I have a great view of this stadium, which faces the north. It actually gives a good look at I-95. Here's the 2-0. Perosa takes a knee-high strike. Two balls and a strike. I-95 is elevated and off into the distance. Actually comes from the left side of your view, from left field, the foul pole out to center field and up the north. 2-1 pitch, Perosa pops it in the sky, right field, Stroshine is back, backpedaling towards the track, starts to slow up and hauls it in. One out in the final inning of game one. And so with that view of the highway elevated, Wilmington, some of its suburbs off into the distance in center field, up a slight hill, you have the downtown area out in right field. You really do get a nice, expansive view of the sky, and you can see sunset reflecting off of all of it. Here's JT Schwartz with one out. Brooklyn trails by four. First pitch to the lefty, high and away for ball one. Nobody on base for Schwartz. 0-2 in his debut. Here's the 1-0. Swings and hits one in the sky to center field. Wilson scampers in, cuts over, and makes the catch chest high. So a couple of flyouts for Zach Brixey, who was here last year. 6'2", 230-pounder, just 22 years old. He's actually from Hickory, North Carolina, which is another team in our league, the Hickory Crawdads. That is the affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Cyclones down to their final out, 5-1 deficit. Here's Palmer. Pitch. JP threw the shoulders but left the hands back on the breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Infield is back. Outfield shading Palmer a little bit to his right center. Here's a 1-0. Way inside. Palmer tucks his hands in, sucks his belly back. Two balls, no strikes. Brixey takes a breath. Rocks and deals the 2-0. Palmer swings and pops it foul towards us back here in the booth. But off to the right. Clanks off the roof. And the fans wait for it to roll down, but I guess it hung up there in the suite level. And now the kids will run over and clamor to who was ever up there in those highfalutin boxes. Come on, throw us down a little crumb. Here comes the 2-1 to Palmer, and the breaking ball is there for strike two. Sun now really starting to push through some of those Wilmington clouds. Again, it comes from the third baseline and reflects from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. Next toss is there. Strike three called. Palmer down looking, and the game is over. Game one goes to Wilmington. They take the opener of the 2022 season. So the Cyclones go down in order. We will be back with the final totals of game one and a preview of game two. Game two probably starting at 7:30 if I were a betting man. So back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly,
These wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
What's more Coney Island than a hot dog? Or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs. Celebrate the dog days of summer with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
So game one of the 2022 campaign belongs to the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Keith Radbeck here with you at Daniel S. Frawley Stadium in Delaware. A 5-1 final for Wilmington. We're going to give you the abbreviated post-game show, as we always do, because in the minor leagues, sometimes you're the guy in between games to go run the lineups. That's just the way it is. I wish I could throw it back to the studio up in the bigs and kick back and get ready to go, but not to be. So we'll give you the quick abbreviated post-game show. So the Cyclones drop this one. They go to 0-1. Wilmington goes to 1-0 on the season. The Cyclones in the game, one run, three hits, no errors. Cyclones left just two men on base. It was a really unfortunate first game for the Cyclones offense. Those doubleheaders, man, they come at you very, very quick. Meanwhile, for Wilmington, five runs, seven hits, no errors, six men left on base. Lucas Knowles gets the W, and Junior Santos takes the loss. Time of this very quick, seven in a game, 1 hour and 51 minutes. So we're going to step aside. We're going to actually close this broadcast out. Going to have to ask you to reopen the link. We're going to be back on the air starting at 7:20 for our second game with the first pitch slated for 7:25. So we'll see you in game two coming up from Frawley Stadium.
As famous as a place of movie scene.
Mavs.
Game two of our doubleheader tonight at Frawley Stadium. It's opening doubleheader day. And after game one that belonged to Wilmington 5-1, we're off and running, getting ready for game two of this doubleheader. My name is Keith Radd from the press box in the broadcast booth. Getting a little bit cold. It's about 48 degrees, but it is baseball day today. Cyclones just did not hit in that first game and couldn't quite pitch or keep a good team down. Wilmington scored three runs in the first inning against Junior Santos, tacked on a couple more towards the end, and the Cyclones just couldn't get anything going offensively, collecting just three hits. So we'll give you the starting lineup for game two that'll feature Jose Chacin. He'll pitch for the Brooklyn Cyclones against Michael Cuevas. The San Antonio, Texas native will make his Wilmington and High A at the lineup now for Luis Rivera, who is 0-1. Matt Rudick will lead off. He'll DH in this second game. Will Moraes will bat second and play second base. Wyatt Young, the shortstop, will bat third. Third baseman Jose Peroza hits cleanup. Five-hitter first baseman JT Schwartz, then Jalen Palmer out in center field. He will bat sixth. And the bottom trio, Nick Gattis, the catcher, Joe Swazi in right, and Rowdy Jordan in left field, with, again, Chacin on the bump. Now for the Wilmington Blue Rocks, managed by Mario Lisone, 1-0. Cody Wilson, who was the nine hitter in game one, is the leadoff hitter in game two. Darren Baker will bat behind him and play second base, the three hitter. And going for name of the year so far, catcher Onyx Vega. He'll bat third. Drew Mendoza, the DH, will bat cleanup. The five hitter is first baseman Omar Marihildo. Jose Sanchez, the third baseman, bats sixth. Then it's Gage Canning, Jeremy Idens, and Cole Daly, 7, 8, and 9. Canning in left, Idens in right, and Daly at short, with Cuevas on the mound. So we'll take one more break, but when we get back, it is game two of the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Wilmington Blue Rocks.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here! Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen. And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag! It gets through Buckner! Here comes Knight and the Mets win it!
Brooklyn by one, the pitch. Struck him out swinging! Brooklyn! You have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019, New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And the twilight land, who grows bright and bright star through the perilous night. All the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streamed. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, I would say that would be how you do it. That was a gorgeous rendition of the national anthem. It gets a set, humble header. Keith Rad with you at Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware for Game 2. And the Cyclones hopefully jump off to a good start just like they did in Game 1. Even though they lost 5-1, you couldn't ask for a better start against Mitchell Parker in that first game. Two hits and a run, but unfortunately just quite couldn't pitch. Junior Santos struggled, but that's why we say you get him at the next one. And here we go for the next one. Michael Cuevas will make his Wilmington Blue Rocks debut tonight against the Cyclones. So Cuevas, a young guy, just 20 years old, also from the state of Texas, San Antonio, Brennan High School in San Antonio, and he is probably one of the most famous people in his town. It is not a high school in an area that has produced many baseball players. He's the only Brennan High School player ever to make it to the pros. So he's a pretty big deal where he comes from and trying to be an even bigger deal in this organization. 23rd round pick at a high school in 2019. So very young, just 20 years old. And you kind of give it a double take at this point when you look at a roster and you go, 6'2", 165 pounds. Yeah, that was probably when he was drafted. Probably a baby. I tell you what, he still is a baby. He still is about 165 pounds. So I was going to give him 185, but after giving him a look out there, skinny young right-hander, just kind of making his way. Spent last year with Fredericksburg at low A, but a lot of stock from the Nationals. They've given him $125,000 as a signing bonus a couple of years ago, and a lot of promise in the young man's right arm. So he'll see this starting lineup for the Cyclones if you missed it in the brevity between games. Rudick leads off, he'll DH. Reyes at second, batting second. Young at short. Then Perot's the cleanup man, batting fourth and playing third. Schwartz is at first. Palmer bats sixth, plays center. Gattis, Swazi, and Jordan round out the lineup. Gattis the catcher, Swazi in right, Jordan in left field. So game two will start right around here. Digs in, kicking out some of that dirt with his left cleat. Getting settled in the batter's box. 52 degrees at first pitch of this second game. Rudick stands in, whirls the bat around. And Cuevas fires away. The first pitch missed outside at 91 miles an hour. And we're off and running at 7:30 p.m. Right-hander deals the next pitch, and Rudick takes way upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Now, Matt Rudick in that first game in the leadoff spot flew out and popped out twice in the infield. Very short, 5'7" hitter, about 185 pounds. Cuevas twists and deals the 2-0 and misses high and away yet again. In that same spot, call it arm side high off the outside corner to a lefty. Three balls and no strikes. If you're listening in, it's because there's no MILB TV here in Wilmington. Here's the 3-0. And that miss, same spot, same result. Four up and out of the zone for the youngsters. So Rudick with a leadoff single in the top of the first inning. Many of the clubs that we will play in 2022 will have MILB.TV, so you can watch and listen at the same time. Of course, you can take us on the go all summer long. Nick DeLuca, happy to introduce you to him on Tuesday when we get home, joining me in the booth this year. But happy to have you with us tonight the old-fashioned way. Here's Wilmer, pitch to the righty. Reyes takes a good slider for a strike. And finally, Cuevas off the schneid, getting at least one over the plate. Just getting started, top of the first inning. One on, nobody out. Reyes waves the bat for the righty batter's box. Cuevas out of the stretch. Deals home. The fastball caught on and missed. Pumped it right by him at 90 miles an hour. Defensively tonight behind Cuevas, Jose Sanchez plays third. Cole Daly at short. Darren Baker at second. Omar Merahildo at first. Onyx Vega does the catching. 2-0. That's outside. Check the count. It is one ball now. Gage Canning in left field. Cody Wilson in center. Jeremy Idens in right. Rudick takes his lead off first. Pitch. Reyes swings. It's a bounding ball towards the middle. Knocked down at second by Baker. His only hope is for one. He throws to second, and it's not in time. Rudick beat it out. Meanwhile, Baker picking himself up off of the very shallow center field grass. He ran all the way over from second base up the middle, tried the backhand, falling with style, if you will, flipping to second base. Daly got there. The ball was just kind of in midair for too long, and Rudick was able to slide in ahead of it. So this is called a base hit. So Reyes is on at first base. Rudick gets into scoring position, and here go the Cyclones. Here's Wyatt Young with nobody out, first and second. Pitch. Wyatt swings and fouls one off to the left side for strike one. Kind of funny, isn't it? You look at this situation. If you're with us in the first game, you had these same batters. Okay, we got our first three at-bats out of the way. Didn't happen the way we wanted to. You come right back out, virtually the same lineup. But you have a new pitcher, and certainly in hot water in this first inning. 0-1. Cuevas missed down and in. One ball, one strike. Cyclones in that first game, Reyes had a hit, Peroza had a hit, and Rowdy Jordan had a double, but only one run. Cuevas' 1-1 pitch, caught on and missed. Big long lefty swing by Wyatt Young for strike two. Wyatt Young, 15th round pick of the Mets in the 20-round draft last year, had a Pepperdine, but he grew up in Hawaii. Cuevas looks at second, deals home. 1-2 pitch, just missed outside, and not by much. Good changeup at 83 off the plate. So Young at the dish from Hawaii. Of course, not many players in the bigs come from Hawaii. And one of them, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, playing with the New York Yankees. 2-2. Young swings, pops it up, foul territory, third base side. Everybody for Wilmington goes over there, but it's Sanchez, the third baseman, who makes the catch between the third base coaching box and the dugout. So Wyatt Young is out number one. So just to finish the point, Wyatt Young from Mid-Pacific Institute in Hawaii, that's the same, call it high school, that Isaiah Kiner-Falefa went to. So the Hawaii baseball world is kind of a small one. Everybody knows everybody. Yeah, Kiner-Falefa, have Colton Wong in recent years, just some of the names that have come out of Hawaii. So one out, top of the first and second for Peroza. Big opportunity for the righty swinger. Pitch. Missed up high, 90-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball, no strikes. Cyclones say left three on base in that first game. A couple opportunities to maybe not blow it open or do any of this and that. Just get a run here and there. They couldn't do it. Good chance here, first and second. Runners lead. 1-0 pitch, caught on and missed. Peroza swung for a fastball and got the slider. One ball, one strike. Rudick at second base, the leadoff walk. Got moved over there on Wilmer Reyes' single. Wilmer leads off first. Cyclones in their road gray unis. Wilmington switches to the alternates, the dark blues. 1-1, caught on and miss. Another slider. Peroza chewed up in on his hands. So if not Peroza, you have JT Schwartz on deck. Schwartz, I'm just sure so thrilled not to see a lefty in this second game. 1-2. Peroza check swing. Could not hold up strike three. And it even looked like the home plate umpire was calling it on the pitch. And even Luis Rivera coming down from the third base coaching box trying to get an idea. Was it a swing? Was it a pitch? And the umpire said it was both. So Peroza, luckily, even though it was both, it only counts for one out, who is in trouble and almost on his way out. Two on, two out, top of the first, no score. Here's JT Schwartz, fourth round pick at a UCLA last year. Cuevas fires away, and Schwartz sees a strike on the outside corner. JT in the first game struck out swinging, then popped out and flied out. So an 0 for in the opener. Rudick kept close by Daly right behind him at second base. Daly backs up. Cuevas fires and misses off the plate. One ball, one strike. So Wilmington right now is in kind of a shift, if you will. So the shortstop with a lefty up, you have the shortstop sliding over behind the runner at second, but not fully behind second. He cannot cross that line. 1-1, ties up Schwartz. He check swing, fouls it back to the net for strike two. So it's an imaginary line, of course, that divides the infield between the first base side and the third base side. So that shortstop can get close. He can look at it, but he can't even get as much as a toenail across that imaginary line until the pitch is thrown. So this is as close as it gets. Cuevas peaks at second, the 1-2. Fought off foul again by JT. That one fouled back to the sweet level. Stays 1-2. Now for the Cyclones, I mean, I know it's game one opener. They had about a week off, got to town on Monday. That's when their flights were, got all set up on Monday and Tuesday, media day on Wednesday, last practice on Thursday, and on the bus yesterday. 1-2, missed high. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So it's interesting, it's a little bit of a lull from the spring training routine that you're in. These guys actually get started right around the beginning of March, late February they get down there, and they play and take swings and see pitching every single day. And they had about a couple days off from seeing live pitching. 2-2 coming. Schwartz cuts and misses, got him with the hook. Double in the first sitting, and the Cyclones strand a pair. No runs, one hit, and two left. Close, but no cigar for the Clones in the top of the first inning. Wilmington coming to bat when we return from Frawley Stadium on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Wilmington batting in the bottom of the first inning at Frawley Stadium. This is the nightcap. We started playing in the sunshine, and we have the late, late sunset about 20 minutes before 8 o'clock in Game 2. Wilmington won the opener 5-1, and so they will hit for the first time in Game 2 with no score. Jose Chacin on the bump for the first time in 2022. He wrapped up his 2021 campaign with the Cyclones last year. After a year where he was signed as a free agent out of the Dodgers organization, started small, then went up to low A St. Lucie, shoved, and then came up to Brooklyn, and the Cyclones loved him and loved that 96-mile-an-hour velo that Chacin brings to the table. So he'll see righty Cody Wilson. First pitch to Wilson is at the knees for called strike one. That was at 93 to get his night started. Chacin, a bit of an elder statesman, has had a couple of years of experience from that Dodgers org. Here's the 0-1 right there again for strike two, and that was at 95 miles an hour. Chacin really impressed last year, made his debut in Coney Island on a ruckus Saturday night and pitched really, really well. He's 25 years old. 0-2, way upstairs. 94 mile an hour fastball, about chin high. One ball, two strikes. 6'4", about 206 pounds, tall and a good athletic build. This is his 87th game and 58th professional start, so quite seasoned. Chacin rocks, twists, and uncorks the 1-2, and the pitch is caught on and missed. Fastball on the outside corner for strike three. Behind Chacin in this second game, the Cyclones have Jose Pedroza at third base. Wyatt Young slides from second over to short in this game. Wilmer Reyes slides from short over to second. So you got Young and Reyes up the middle. Schwartz at first. Nick Gattis does the catching. One down, no score, bottom one. Here's Darren Baker, the lefty. Jose Chacin deals in the fastball. Sizzles over the outside corner. Strike one at 94. Rowdy Jordan in left, Jalen Palmer in center, and Joe Swazi gets the start out in right. Here's the 0-1 to Baker. Lefty swings and misses it. A good breaking ball. Strike two. So last year, three levels for Chacin. During his time with the Dodgers, never made it up to high A. Here's the 0-2. Caught on and missed. He is putting these Blue Rocks away pretty early. Now he strikes out Baker. Two down with nobody out for Onyx Vega. Now, we touched on it if you were with us, and he's one of the starters, one of the eight that we'll see, starters in quotation marks, one of the eight starters that you'll see. He was a Chacin situation where the Dodgers just did not have the room for him, and they elected free agency. They just parted ways. Pitch. Vega swings, pops it up on the first pitch into shallow right. Swazi looks up into the night cloudy sky, fades over to the line and makes the catch. And Chacin works an easy, breezy, and beautiful 1-2-3 inning. Nothing for Wilmington, nothing for Brooklyn after the first frame. We're off to the second inning on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
What's more Coney Island than a hot dog? Or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs. Celebrate the dog days of summer with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday.
No sleep till!
Top of the second inning in Wilmington. No score between the Cyclones and the Blue Rocks. Cyclones, a high A affiliate of the New York Mets, meeting the high A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. And every once in a while, this will happen where we're playing down here and the big guys are playing up there. Mets and the Nats meeting from Nationals Park in D.C. tonight, game three start the year. And pretty cool to see, of course, Chris Bassett making his New York Mets debut. He was the one that was traded from Oakland for couple of pieces, including JT Ginn, our old Cyclones buddy from last year, and Adam Oller, who ended up making the big league club. Oller was terrific with AA and AAA in the Mets system last year. He went over with Ginn this year for Chris Bassett. That's the cool part, but the even cooler part is that this situation right now, I'm sitting here in Wilmington watching a ball game underneath the highway out in left field, and the guy pitching for Wilmington last year, a couple different times, named Yoan Adon as the starting pitcher. And where is Yoan Adon tonight? Well, he's on the mound pitching against the New York Mets. So very, very cool. Things happen very quickly if you're in the right organization. Top of the second inning, first pitch from Michael Cuevas to Jalen Palmer. Runs a little bit high for ball one. Cyclones got first and second. Nobody out in that first inning, but didn't score. Here's the 1-0. JP swings, pops it up, and fouls it back and out of play to even the count on a ball and a strike. So the Cyclones enjoying this new full season assignment, if you will, of their own. Here comes the 1-1. Palmer takes a breaking ball that whistles across the plate for strike two. The old short season days, guys, were years and years away from the bigs. High A, not so far anymore. 1-2. Palmer rips one into left field in the air. Canning over and in. Dives, makes the catch, and loses the hat. That is the definition of a shoestring grab. Good grab by Gage Canning to rob Jalen Palmer of a base hit. One unlucky out for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Michael Cuevas gets the benefit of a little high A defense behind him. And has to bring up right-hander Nick Gattis. Gattis back with the Cyclones this year, hoping to have a little bit more of a role. Catching in any organization is tough to find playing time. Pitch a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. By the way, as I mentioned, just high A, a little bit closer to the big leagues. Triple A Syracuse this year has Eric Orsi on the team as Gattis takes another strike in the outside corner. 2-0. Orsi broke camp with us last year. Pitched great. And now he's a step away from the majors. Next pitch to Gattis. That's a little bit low. Count is two balls and one strike. So it's just exciting that you'll have guys that are Cyclones today and Mets tomorrow. As opposed to 2-1 pitch. Gattis swings. It's ground ball to short. Daly circles around it, gathers, and throws overhand to first in time for the out. So Gattis rolls into the 6-3, two down, top of the second inning with no score. And righty Joe Swazi strides in. The one short season crazy, crazy tale that gives you goosebumps, one of those stories, is the year that Michael Conforto in 2014 was drafted. And as many draft players used to do, they'd go to the Cyclones. Pitch. Swazi takes outside for ball one. So Michael Conforto drafted in 14, went to the Cyclones, and the next October he was in right field in the World Series. 1-0 pitch. The righty takes high for ball two. He's obviously what you would call a diamond in the rough, one that has not happened very often. The phrase, once in a blue moon, you get up that quickly. 2-0 to Swaz. Joe cuts a little bit late and misses at 89 for strike one. Of course, Conforto right now still looking for a home. Word on the street is that I guess he got a little banged up in January, so maybe injured. 2-1. Swazi swings, hits a line drive the other way to right field. Idens lines it up and makes the catch off his left shoulder to end the inning. So a couple of hard hit balls, but some tough luck for the Cyclones. Good defense by Wilmington. Inning and a half in the books in game two of our doubleheader. It's the Cyclones nothing and Wilmington nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical, but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat,
Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bottom of the second inning, Jose Chacin back at it against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. 25-year-old right-hand starter was exceptional in that first inning. A couple of strikeouts and a flyout, a 1-2-3 frame, as if he's done it before. Chacin, age-wise, probably a double-A, triple-A level pitcher as far as his trajectory. But with the Mets, he kind of had to restart a little bit. So if he throws really well, like that first inning showed us, he does it over a month, it won't be too long before Chacin soars. Of course, you don't want to glean too much from one inning, but it did look pretty good. Here's Mendoza from the left side. Again, kicking off the bottom of the second inning. Pitch. Mendoza goes after it. Pops it foul behind the plate. Gattis gives it a look, but it is well into the seats. Clanks off the concourse. And some kiddies that are here on a Saturday night, dressed in their jackets and some of them with winter caps, running up to grab that souvenir. So nothing in one on Drew Mendoza. It's a dark night sky overhead. The lights are on. There's one stanchion in right, one in left, and a couple around the seating bowl. Chacin twists and twirls the 0-1. Mendoza takes outside to even the count of the ball and a strike. Here in Wilmington, there's a video board in right, one in left. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Mendoza swings a little bit late. Strike two. Big, tall, square, standard-looking scoreboard out in right center field. In left center, that's where you have the line score and then kind of a strip, long ways, rectangular LED board with some headshots. You see Drew Mendoza's face smiling at you. Next pitch, Mendoza cuts and misses, leaning and lunging forward, missing 86. Chacin strikes out his third batter of the night. Four up and four down against the right-hander. So again, if you weren't with us in Game 1, the eight starters for the Brooklyn Cyclones this year, of course we saw Junior Santos, then we saw Jesus Vargas come on in relief of Game 1. You have Chacin here, and then some familiar faces, and then somebody new. Here's Merihildo with one out. Pitch. The righty chases way outside for strike one. David Griffin is back from last year. This is actually the stadium where he made his professional, affiliated debut. Oscar Rojas is back. Garrison Bryant and Dyson Acosta all back with the Cyclones. 0-1. Merihildo fouls it back off to the right for strike two. And the new guy, another one that's new to the organization, Carlos Ocampo, who we will see pitch tomorrow's game at 1:05. Expecting big things from Ocampo. He was selected by the Mets, kind of off waivers, if you will. 0-2. Merihildo gives this one a ride to right field. Swazi headed back towards the track at the wall, makes the catch. Swaz makes the grab just to the right of the bullpen in right field ahead of the blue padded wall. So Merihildo gave it a ride the other way. Two down, though, for Chacin in the bottom of the second inning. Base is empty. No score. And this will bring up Jose Sanchez. Chacin takes a look over that beige glove right up near his chin, steps his left foot back, kicks it high and deals home, and the slider is cut on and missed. Gives you an opportunity to really kind of take over games and series for stretches. Here comes the 0-1. Missed outside, one ball, one strike. Have to use the piggybacking method where one starter will start, the other one will come on in relief, and then the next time around, the guy who came in relief, he'll get the start, and the starting guy will come on in relief. Hence the term piggybacking. Jump on my back, let's go for a ride. 1-1. Missed in tight. Sanchez takes for ball two. It really gives you a chance course, win games, but develop these starters even more. Instead of, hey, you're going to throw once a week, maybe you get to throw into the mix a little bit more if you come on in relief. 2-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner with the fastball. Sanchez heard the call, turned and looked at Ken Culifer and kind of gave him that wide-eyed look like, really? Okie dokie. Guy's throwing 95. You're going to give him an inch on the outside corner. Good luck. Here comes the 2-2. And he got him looking on the outside edge. Slider that just nipped the corner. Jose Chacin pitching as if he's down from a higher level to start this game. Two innings in the books, no score. We're off to the third inning in Wilmington. Brooklyn and the Blue Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
No, that's not good.
Still no score. Top of the third inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. My name is Keith Radd here hanging out with you at Daniel S. Frawley Stadium on opening doubleheader day. Took a little while, but we've chiseled away at the name of what this is today with our game unplayable last night. All clear to go today. First game belonged to Wilmington. The Blue Rocks won 5-1. Offense scored 3 early runs, and Brooklyn just could not keep up. However, an opportunity in this second game. Jose Chacin throwing really well. Brooklyn offense with a chance. Some of these guys getting now their 5th, 6th at-bats of the day. Try to open up. A couple of hits. So Rowdy Jordan will lead off for the Cyclones. His first at-bat of the second game. But he had a pretty good first game. Walk and a double. Had the lone extra base hit for the Cyclones. Michael Cuevas still on. The young 20-year-old starter from Texas. Pitch. Jordan takes one in tight. 1-1, no strikes. Rowdy Jordan is a switch hitter, which is a very nice thing to have. Do a lot of things. Very versatile. The 1-0. Strike on the outside edge. Not only is a switch hitter, but he's a guy that you put top of the lineup, bottom of the lineup, good table setter. It's a great skill. The 1-1. Jordan takes off the plate. 2 balls and a strike. So Michael Cuevas, 2 strikeouts. He's walked a batter, given up a single, but he's been pretty solid as well. The 2-1, swing and a miss by Jordan, missed at 90. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Some good defense in that second inning. Help from Gage Canning, a shoestring diving catch, and Jeremy Idens made a very difficult catch look easy to end the inning. 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball, pretty one. Cuevas sits down, Jordan looking. And there's one out in the third. So first time through the order. Not bad for Michael Cuevas. Take a look at the scoreboard around the High A. I was going to say High A East. I'm going to say that a million times. You're going to go, what? It's the South Atlantic League now. We've got to get our names back and going again. Back to the top of the lineup. Matt Rudick digs in. Pitch to the lefty. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. Aberdeen and Jersey Shore played a little bit earlier today. And Jersey Shore, Aberdeen won 3-1, so they've won both games to start the year. 0-1, Rudick takes high. 1-1 if you're new to the Cyclones Radio Network and the South Atlantic League. Aberdeen is with Baltimore. Jersey Shore is with... Here comes the 1-1. Rudick takes a little bit high. The umpire flinched a little bit but did not make the call. 2-1. Top of the second inning in Bowling Green, Kentucky, the Hot Rods. They are the affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays and the Asheville Tourists. That's Houston, scoreless. Next pitch to Rudick, backdoor breaking ball. Matt swats it foul off to the left. Stays alive, 2-2. Bottom of the third inning in Greenville, South Carolina, the Red Sox affiliate leading the Hudson Valley Renegades, who we'll see a lot of this year. That's the Yankees affiliate, leading them 3-0, bottom three. Rocking the 2-2. Fastball missed high. Count runs full on Rudick, who walked his first time. Bottom of the fourth inning in Greensboro. Grasshoppers, that's the Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate, trailing Rome 5-3. Rome is with the Atlanta Braves. 3-2. Rudick takes high. Back-to-back walks for Rudick in his second game. So he's setting the table himself. He gets on with one out. And then final score to look at in the league, the South Atlantic League. Hickory visiting Winston-Salem. That's the Texas Rangers affiliate at the White Sox affiliate. Top of the seventh inning, Winston-Salem Dash have a 4-2 lead against the Hickory Crawdads. Here's Wilmer, one on and one out, no score. Top of the third inning, first pitch missed high and tight. Wilmer leans back out of the way, one ball, no strikes. Cuevas leans in for the sign, dangling that ball in his right hand. Stands tall, has the set, hold, pitch. Reyes swings, pops it up, right side, in the air. Baker drifting over to shallow right. The second baseman reaches up, makes a catch with the black glove. So Reyes pops out. Out number two. So the Cyclones right now, we have seen team. I've watched this organization for the last 5 years. A lot of balls up. Not seeing a lot of ground outs when they're getting beat. Cyclones are popping up probably more pitches in the infield that I've seen in years past, just to start at least. Here's Wyatt Young from the left side. First pitch, he swings, hits a foul ball. It rolls onto the grass, but the umpires have their hands up and raised to signal foul ball, even though Wyatt Young took off all the way down the first baseline. I wonder why he took off if that was a foul ball. And now Louis Rivera comes down from third. He wants an explanation. Wyatt Young isn't leaving first base. His palms are in the air going, what? Foul what? I hit that ball. He's kind of a weak swinging bunt towards third. And now Culifer, the home plate umpire, meeting with Rivera about a foot away, face to face, having a conversation. And now Culifer removes the face mask to go vis-a-vis, tete-a-tete with first-year Cyclone skipper Louis Rivera. He's got his hands on his hips, nodding up and down. Louis now is in his first managerial role, so we'll see, you know, what kind of manager he is. Is he a fiery guy? Is he calm? Is he a guy that's going to get tossed or run this and that? And I guess whatever conversation they had, Wyatt Young is going to walk down from first base, and he won't leave. Chris Newell, who's over there, the first base coach, almost has to yank him off first base and say, get back. And now he's going back towards first. And Wyatt, you've got to come back home now. So Wyatt Young will continue his at-bat with a runner at first base. So anyway, Louis Rivera in his first managerial role, he was the bench coach with AAA Syracuse last year. He's been with Binghamton in that similar role. He was a roving coordinator at the short season level. A lot of time with the Cyclones in the early 2000s. So his first job as skipper in this org. So Young back at the dish. Cuevas ready to fire. And he does and misses high and away. So after all that, call it chaos, all that confusion, Wyatt Young back at the plate. No score, top of the third inning. Two outs, runner at first. Cuevas deals a 1-1 and a missed inside near the belt. Wyatt takes for ball two. Ed Blankmeyer, by the way, if you're wondering, what happened to Ed, who was the manager last year for the Cyclones? Well, Ed is now working with the Chicago Cubs, helping run their player development. 2-1, breaking ball in there for a strike. We certainly loved our time with Ed, who was the long time head coach at St. John's University and really New York City baseball legend. Cuevas' 2-2 pitch, runner goes, it's taken outside, throw to second base. It is not in time. Stolen base for Matt Rudick. His first one with the Cyclones and first one in 2021. So first of all, that pitch to Wyatt Young, backdoor breaking ball, awfully close to strike three. That would have ended the inning. And the throw down to second base by Vega, not bad, but a little bit late. So Rudick is the go-ahead run, try to break this scoreless tie. Full count, two outs, top three. Pitch. Swinging a chopper foul off to the left, right past Louis Rivera in that coach's box. Louis drops the right hand down to his side and pretends to reach for it. It rolls up the line over by that, I hate to use the T word, by the tarp. Tucked against that sidewall. We don't say the R word and we don't say words that are close to it like tarp, but I guess I said it, so. Cuevas holding the set yet again. Pitch. So going to bouncing ball off the pitcher. Knocked down by Cuevas. He collects, picks it up, throws to first. Inning over. So the young guy makes the play and uses the down. A 1-3 put out to end the inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, and one man left. All goose eggs, donuts, whatever you want to call them up there after 2.5 at Frawley Stadium on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
This is Rowdy Jordan, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Back here in Wilmington, Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Here with you all summer long for 132 big ones. Happy to get it started today. We saw AAA get started earlier in the week on Tuesday. We had to wait, we thought, till Friday with everybody yesterday. But finally, we get off the schneid ourselves today. Currently sitting in the bottom of the third inning. And leading off the bottom of the third inning, it's Gage Canning, the left fielder for Wilmington. No score. Jose Chacin, six up and six down to start the game for the Cyclones. Chacin, the righty, to the lefty Canning. Gage swings and fouls it back, turning towards the net. No balls and a strike. Six outs. Four strikeouts, two flyouts for Chacin. That is Ciudad Bolivar in Venezuela. Here's the 0-1. Strike on the inside corner. Good changeup. You saw the run back from the knees towards the inside part of that play. That's a tough pitch for a lefty. See what Chacin wants to play around with. 0-2. He rocks and deals. Fastball, blew it by him. Strike three. Gage Canning, the latest victim of Jose Chacin. He has been sparkling to start this game. Take a look at the Mets organization. We gave you the scoreboard in the South Atlantic League. And in the Mets organization tonight, Low A St. Lucie taking on Daytona. That is the Daytona Tortugas. A 1-0 lead in the top of the fifth for St. Lucie. Mike Vazel starting the game. He's one of the draft picks pitchers from last year. Here's Jeremy Idens, a repeat from the 2021 Wilmington roster. And Jeremy takes a fastball strike knee-high, 0-1.
I'm talking about, oh, yeah, Blue Rocks, backside.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That was 96 from Chassin. Blew it right by righty Jeremy Idens. So St. Lucie again has a 1-0 lead. Taking on Daytona. That's the affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Basil so far, 4 scoreless, 1 hit, 6 punch outs and a walk. So not bad for him. Pretty sure he's a top 30 in one of the lists. Terrific pitcher. Big guy, too. 0-2 to Idens. Chassin missed upstairs. Try to get him to chase at 95. But Idens just wouldn't do it. No score, bottom 3. 1 out and nobody on. Jose's 1-2. Breaking ball, fisted into shallow center field. Palmer comes on and has to play it on a hop. So a bloop base hit for Idens. I guess you'd say the no-hitter or the perfect game is over, but it's the opening day. Crazier things have happened. So Chassin gives up his first base runner of the game. Earlier today, Double-A Binghamton dropped a decision to Hartford. Just couldn't pitch. 13-2. Hartford had an 8-run third inning. But Francisco Alvarez already hit his second home run. And up at AAA Syracuse, taking on Scranton tonight, leading 3-2 in the top of the sixth. Here's Cole Daly, his first at bat. And Cole, the lefty, takes the strike knee high, nothing and one. Syracuse taking on Scranton Wilkes-Barre. It's just never fair, never fun. Either Scranton Wilkes-Barre wins outright or Syracuse has a lead that they will soon relinquish. It is just one of those matchups. Runner goes, 0-1 pitch is cracked into the air. Line drive center field. Palmer over, makes the catch chest high. And that forces Idens to retreat from his stolen base attempt back to first. Good job by Palmer to get to the spot and fire back in. Daly lines out to center field. In that game for Syracuse, Travis Blankenhorn has a home run. Top six again, Syracuse by one. Give you a Mets score here in a moment. Two down, top of the order for Cody Wilson. Righty against righty, runner at first. Chassin spins the slider for a strike over the outside corner. In D.C. tonight, bottom of the fourth inning, no score between the Nats and the Mets. Yoan Adone, the old Wilmington Blue Rock from last year, 4 scoreless. And for the Mets, Chris Bassett, 3 scoreless with 5 strikeouts. 0-1. Slider in the dirt, caught on and missed. Wilson, it looked like a check swing, but really he went about 90% of the way and tried to whip the barrel back. Home plate umpire pointed at him immediately, and it's strike 2. So Chassin's stuff still nasty. That Daly line drive to center, probably the hardest hit ball so far for the Blue Rocks. His batter, so Chassin is still having his way. The 0-2. Fastball missed outside. Gunn gives it 95 miles an hour. That's ball one. Chassin set. First base side of the rubber with his back to the runner at first. Runner takes off. Pitch is swung on and fouled back to the net. Idens moving there on 1-2. So Jeremy, who's now taken off for second twice, has to trot all the way back to first base. Finally gets back to that base in his fresh white pants. That dark navy blue top rocks Witten in kind of a green or aqua blue across the chest. Night sky in Wilmington, the lights and the scoreboard light has taken over. Once again, it'll be a 1-2. Here it comes. And a slider is there, strike 3. Jose Chassin, absolute filth tonight for the Cyclones. He strands another runner. He's throwing 3 scoreless. We're off to the fourth. Nothing doing between Brooklyn and Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature 2 tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat,
Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Top of the fourth inning, no score. Brooklyn and Wilmington playing in the opening day of the 2022 season for both of these clubs. Wilmington won the opener, first game of our doubleheader, won 5-1. Their pitching staff seemed pretty solid. We saw Mitchell Parker start the game. Saw Lucas Knowles, a lefty in relief, and Zach Brixey, who we've seen in the past. Brixey was pretty good in that final inning to wrap up the Cyclones offense. But now in this second game, we're seeing kind of a mirror image. Both starters playing and pitching really well. Jose Chacin of the Cyclones, one hit allowed. He has struck out 2, 4, 6 batters on the Wilmington side. Meanwhile, Michael Cuevas still getting the same result. No runs, one hit, but he struck out 3. He's done a little more creatively, throwing about 90 miles an hour. Jose Peroza leads off. It's Peroza, Schwartz, then Palmer. First toss to Jose. Check swing, foul, ricochets off the catcher for strike one. Looked like Vega took that one on the arm. And as he's slow to get up in that red protective catching equipment, home plate umpire Kenneth Culliver takes the walk out to the mound to visit with Cuevas and give the backstop an extra second. So, you know, the old adage is in baseball is that the pitchers come along a little bit quicker than the hitters, just because you can take all the swings in Florida that you want, but until you see 95 for about a week or 2 weeks, it takes a while to get situated. 0-1 to Peroza. Jose cannot hold up on the check swing. Strike two. So we'll see with this little three-game weekend series into what will be the norm, which will be next week when we jump into the six-game series against the same opponent. See how long it takes the bats to kind of break out. 0-2. Slider missed outside. Peroza, good take. 1-2. So this three-game set to start the year is not normal. We will not middle of the year, mid-July, and that's it. Only two of them. Cuevas changing his cadence, deals. And Peroza swings and misses. Cuevas strikes him out for the second time. He just has his number in. He's getting in on those hands, and Peroza cannot quite make contact. So for Cuevas, that's his fourth strikeout. No score, top of the fourth. JT Schwartz strides up with the bases empty and one gone. So, yes, the norm is the six-game series. Could not believe it. Pitch. Schwartz takes high. When they said that last year, I thought, not a chance in the world this will stick. Not a chance. You're going to have fights. It's just not going to work out playing the same team six times. 1-0, Schwartz spanks it in the air, but foul down the left field line to even up the count. And what I thought was the case is that, well, it's the COVID year. You want to limit travel, limit contact, number of times you get on the bus, this and that. Here's the 1-1. Schwartz pops it up, right field, kind of deep, but not going to leave the yard. Idens is back there at the track to make the catch. So Schwartz hit it off the end of the bat. He's got good power. That was not a swing that he thought he would hit it out. He just popped it up out there. That's the second out in this scoreless game. Let's bring up Jalen Palmer. But now, after last year experiencing it, you kind of get it a little bit more. And you don't mind the six-game series as much. Here's the pitch. Palmer takes the fastball. That was a 92. Cuevas hitting the glove a little harder towards the back half of his start. So no balls and a strike. High kick, the 0-1. Palmer swings, fouls it back for strike two. You drive to a new town on Tuesday. You pack for a few more days than you anticipate, and you just hang out in one spot. Tuesday through Sunday, all summer long. Palmer pops this one up. into right field. Idens gliding over towards the line, starts to slow up and makes the catch. And Cuevas has a 1-2-3 inning. I tell you, both these starters pitching well in their 2022 debuts. Three and a half through. Just two total hits in the game. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Last of the fourth inning in Wilmington, Delaware. This is game two of our doubleheader. No score. One hit for each side. It has been the starter show. Jose Chacin, exceptional for Brooklyn. Michael Cuevas, not too shabby himself for the Blue Rocks. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. And so in the bottom of the fourth inning, this is turning the lineup card over for the team. Struck out Cody Wilson, the leadoff man, so he will now try to chew through Baker, Vega, Mendoza, and the rest of the gang. And now in between warm-up pitches, looked like Brooklyn catcher Nick Gaddis might have either gotten dirt in his eye or gotten an odd ricochet, because right now he's on one knee talking with the first-year trainer Austin Dayton. And there might have been a Chacin ball in the dirt in warm-up that maybe kicked up some of those pebbles into his eye. I guess he's okay now, but the umpire called the trainer out to see Gaddis and ask for the music to stop playing. But Chacin will continue his warm-up tosses. So again, it has been the starter show. These two guys have pitched great. We will play at 1:05 tomorrow for the final game of this very short three-game series. Tomorrow's starters, Carlos Ocampo for the Cyclones. Jake Irvin's going to throw for Wilmington. So Darren Baker settles in. Lefty swinger drags his bat from the far side of the plate to the near side of the plate and pops it over his left shoulder. Jose Chacin kicks and comes home. First pitch, Baker slaps it in the air towards left field. Jordan is back when he makes the catch. Chest high, puts it in his pocket for the first out. So I mentioned the six-game series, which as far as the promotions go this year for the Cyclones, it's going to be really cool and really easy to kind of know. Go with the flow. Back in the old days, you'd have a three-game set, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or maybe a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and now you know when you're home for a week, Tuesday through Sunday, so you can kind of keep the same rhythm. Here's Onyx Vega with slider in the dirt for ball one. So this year with the Brooklyn Cyclones, we're happy to kind of unveil our Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday plans for you all year long. Here comes the 1-0. Missed in tight, two balls, no strikes. Tuesdays, you can remember them as Taco Tuesdays. We're going to do two tacos for $5. There'll be some margarita specials. And yes, that is every Tuesday. So another reason to come on down to my Maimonides Park in the summer. 2-0 pitch. Chassin misses in the dirt, 3-0. First time he's fallen this far behind a hitter tonight. On Wednesdays, we'll have Weenie Wednesdays, classic 2-for-1 hot dogs. It's Coney Island. You got to do it. 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday. And World Record Wednesday. Pitch. Missed high, so a very rare, unorthodox four-pitch walk, at least in the rhythm that Chassin was in. It's a one-out walk, and the second base run of the game for Wilmington as Vega trots down to first. No score, bottom four of a 7-inning game, so bring up Drew Mendoza. So you have the Weenie Wednesday, you have a World Record Wednesday. So come to the park and help set a world record. There's some weird ones out there, like most people in one place doing jazz hands or most people in one place tying their shoes. It's those kind of things that we'll try to do. So you'll be part of it when you come through the gates at Maimonides Park. First toss to Mendoza. Skips the plate. So how about 5 in a row out of the zone for Chassin? I wonder if he's just a little bit gassed after a pedal to the metal over the first 3 innings. Throw over to first base, and Vega dives back in. Now, in the beginning of the year, on Thursday, it'll kind of be your, we'll have a single game promotion for that day. But when you get into May, it'll be Jersey Thursday, starting May 12th. Check out some of these threads. They're absolutely gorgeous. Because it takes a soft change for a strike to even the count. So Jersey Thursday, every Thursday between mid-May and about August, a different jersey every single time. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com to check it out. Make sure you're there for one of those nights. Mendoza awaits. Here comes the 1-1. It's high and in near his elbows. 2 balls and a strike. Fridays will be known as Fry-yay. We hope. All season long, Fridays will have discounted beers, $6, 24-ounce domestic beers, and a couple more all year long. 2-1. Mendoza gives it a rip, comes up empty for strike two. And then Fridays and Saturdays, everybody will run the bases postgame. This is kind of new. We used to just do kids run the bases on Sundays, but we're throwing it back a little bit. Fridays and Saturdays, everybody, young and old, young and the young at heart, I will say, will run the bases after the game. No score, bottom four. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is taken high. Throw is into center field. Gattis missed second base completely. And Onyx Vega stays at second. It's going to go down as a stolen base. And even though Gattis threw it over Wyatt Young's head, Jalen Palmer backed it up nicely. So now you have one out. The go-ahead run is at second base in a 3-2 count on a very dangerous hitter, Drew Mendoza. So Chassin on his first threat of the night. See if he can channel some of that 95 he was cooking with before. Here's the payoff. Mendoza swings through. Strike three. Got him with 93 down and in. So the second time he has put away Drew Mendoza. Saturdays we'll have our baseball you can drink every single Saturday out in the backyard. Pre-game catch on the field for the first Saturday. We're really excited to bring you kind of a kids' day, family day. First 500 kids will get a free Dippin' Dots. Kids run the bases after the game, and we'll have some inflatables in the backyard that we're really happy to just kind of put on a carnival-type feel on Sundays. Here's Omar Merahildo. First pitch to the big righty is in the dirt for ball one. We're here in the bottom of the fourth inning in Wilmington. No score. Jose Chassin is one out away from getting through trouble. Onyx Vega at second base. 1-0 count on another dangerous hitter, Omar Merahildo. Flew out to deep right his last time. Cannot make a mistake to this guy. Chassin fires away. Merahildo breaks his bat, pops up a flare to short. Wyatt Young comes walking down and makes the catch. Chassin in and out of trouble, and he's got 4 scoreless under his belt in his season debut. We're off to the 5th inning of our 7-inning game next. No one's budged quite yet. No score between Brooklyn and Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is Matt Rudick, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Michael Cuevas still out there for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. The young 20-year-old right-hander has thrown four scoreless innings as we go to the on a nice kind of cool night. Not too bad in early April. We were all a little bit skittish, I guess you'd say. As Cyclones fans, we're always kind of a summery summer camp type feel. You know, used to start June 15th, nice and warm. Last year we started in May. This year we start in April, so everything's kind of new for us as far as temperature is concerned. 50 degrees right now in Wilmington. You really couldn't ask for anything better than that on April 9th. So not too bad. Cyclones offense has been almost non-existent, but luckily for them, the same can be said for the Blue Rocks. One hit on each side. Both starters in control right now. So we are playing seven in this nightcap. So think of this as the top of the seventh inning in your mind's baseball eye, as Gaddis, Swazi, and Jordan are due up. Gaddis sticking in from the right side. First toss. Front door breaker in for a strike. Cuevas tap dances the feet. Next toss. Slider spins away. Gaddis spits on it. One ball, one strike. Nick Gaddis, Jacksonville State, makes his home in Trenton, Georgia. Here's the 1-1. Gaddis takes just off the plate for ball two. In fact, Nick Gaddis is a huge Georgia Bulldogs fan, so he was obviously greeted with a national championship in football. 2-1 to the plate. Nick takes under the elbow with the breaker. Three balls and a strike. Hitters count for Gaddis. Maybe trying to break this scoreless tie. Cuevas deals. And Nick takes high with ball four. So he's on with a leadoff walk in the fifth. That's usually how the rallies always start. We'll see if that's the case for the Cyclones. But it's funny, you go back to the end of last year. Nick Gaddis was with the Cyclones. I distinctly remember that first week of the college football season. You know, we played really late last year. Probably up in Hudson Valley somewhere, and you know, Nick Gaddis and the rest of the guys are kind of watching college football on their phones, getting ready for the game. And who knew that his team would be the one to... Joe takes down low for ball one. I do remember Nick Gaddis going, ah, the Dogs, man. Got a couple wins. Got two wins under our belt so far. And they went on to be national champions. It was a very exciting national championship game against Alabama. Comes the 1-0. Swazi takes a soft bender in there for a strike to even the count. Joe in the eighth spot tonight. Did not play game one. Sliding into his spot here in game two. Former Boston College Eagle. No score. Top of the fifth. Runner at first base. 1-1. Swazi swings and pokes it foul off to the right into the sky towards the sweet level. And it comes crumbling on down to the lower bowl, and probably about a 30-year-old woman grabs it and gives a look to the four kids that couldn't be older than 10. And finally hands it off to one of the younger kids in a blue coat. Cuevas is 1-2. Slider down and away. Swazi chooses not to swing. Good decision. 2-2. Joe Swazi out of Glen Cove. If you're a Brooklyn native, you might know Glen Cove. It's out on Long Island. 2-2. Joe takes high. 3 balls, 2 strikes. In fact, you even might know his dad, Tom, currently in the U.S. House of Representatives and running for governor for the first time ever in his career for the state of New York. Good count for Swazi, 3-2. Pitch. Down and away. Swazi works a walk. Back-to-back freebies. And the Cyclones starting to stir the pot a little bit in the top of the fifth inning as Cuevas gets to the back half of his start. It's the time to get him. He has thrown 76 pitches, and here comes the manager. So they may just give him the quick hook. Mario Lison comes striding out of the dugout. See him clapping. He grabs the ball from Cuevas, and that'll do it for the young guy. Really impressive stuff from Michael Cuevas. We'll probably be seeing a lot more of him as the season goes on. I told you there's a lot of six-game series that we'll see coming up. You'll see a lot of the same pitchers. So Cuevas, not bad in his first outing. Pitching change in the top of the fifth. Cyclones have first and second when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
No, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Pitching change in the top of the fifth inning for the Wilmington Blue Rebel. Righty Malvin Pena from the bullpen. Cyclones in the top of the fifth set up with a scoreless game, so still an opportunity to pave their way and take the lead. They have first and second with nobody out. Michael Cuevas came to the end of his run in his high A debut. He threw about 76, 77 pitches and got the quick hook. Not even a mound visit. Walked the first two batters of the inning and got the yank. So Cyclones have a shot here against Pena. Nick Gattis at second base, Joe Swazi at first, and Rowdy Jordan, who doubled in game one, at the plate. Seven-inning contest, so you got to go. You got to go now here in the top of the fifth. Jordan struck out looking his first time, but of course that was against Cuevas, his first at bat against Malvin Pena. 24-year-old right-hander from the Dominican. Big kid, too. Pitch. Pena kicks the leg, spins, and looks the runner back to second base, so no pitch from Pena. Malvin 6'2", about 230 pounds. Air coming out of the back of his hat. Comes set belt high. Looks at second. Kicks and comes home. His first pitch of the night misses outside for ball one. Pena last year started with Fredericksburg below the level here. It's in the Carolina League. Then through the majority of his year here, 22 of his 30 outings were with this Wilmington team. Next pitch, Jordan swings, tops it in the air. towards center field. This sends Wilson back at the wall. It is off the base of the wall. He did not make the catch. Gattis around third. He will score. Swazi trying to score as well. He does. Rowdy Jordan into third base with a two-run triple. 2-0 Cyclones. Rowdy Jordan having a day. He doubled in game one. It's a two-run triple to dead center field. That pitch was at the top of the zone and just kind of tomahawk field. So Rowdy Jordan, a welcome addition, obviously, to this lineup after that shot. So that was the break the Cyclones have been waiting for all game long. Swazi and Gattis are in. Here's Matt Rudick trying to join the party and drive in a run. First pitch to the lefty. Rudick takes a fastball. Strike. Nothing and one. Cyclones in that first game mustered just one run, three hits, left two guys on. Really couldn't do much. This time they did not squander the opportunity. 2-0 Brooklyn, top five. 0-1. Tied him up on the inside corner. Check swing. They appealed to the base umpire behind the mound, but Adam Clark said he did not go around, so the count evens now at a ball and a strike. Rudick has walked both times up. The 1-1. He swings and fouls it back to the net for strike two. Update from D.C. between the parent clubs of these two teams, Mets and the Nationals. We mentioned Yoan Adone, who pitched with Wilmington last year, just gave up a grand slam to Pete Alonso. It's 4-0 Mets in the top of the fifth. 2-0 Cyclones here with nobody out. The 1-2, breaking ball got him looking. Rudick takes one too many and takes strike three. So Jordan still hanging out over there at third base. This will bring up the two-hitter, Wilmer Reyes. At an infield single his first time, then popped out. The infield is in. Pitch. Wilmer cuts and misses at a big bender from Malvin Pena for strike one. So Pena, at the end of last year, after his time with Wilmington, got the bump up to AA Harrisburg and just really hard. 0-1. Fastball strike. Pumped in there at 92 on the outer edge. No balls, two strikes. 8 innings, 9 runs, 10 hits, and 5 appearances. Not great. And so he's back here at high A to start the year. We'll see how long that lasts. Pena's 0-2. Reyes pops it up. Foul territory. Near home plate, third baseman Sanchez comes down to make the catch. And Wilmer Reyes slams his bat handle into the dirt behind home plate and just cracked his bat handle off. So the knob of the bat picked up by the bat boy. Wilmer frustrated. That is the second time he has popped out in this game. He does have two hits today, but it's a situational spot that he wants to come through and did not. He's got a runner at third base in a close game and couldn't get the job done. So you can understand his frustration. Infield relaxes back now. Here's Wyatt Young with two outs. Pitch. Young swings, fouls it off to the left side seats. Strike one. 2-0 Cyclones, top of the fifth. Rowdy Jordan, two-run triple to center field. Young is 0 for 2 in this second game. Waving his bat, the 0-1. Missed outside. Pena went with the 83-mile-an-hour change up there. One ball, one strike. Shortstop Cole Daly playing up the middle, but not right behind second base. Again, not allowed to shift. 1-1. Young swings, hits a chopper over the mound towards Daly. He charges down from his spot, fields and fires quickly, and in time to get Wyatt Young. That's why he was playing there. And the shift eats up Wyatt Young, if you will. Two runs, though, for the Cyclones on that one triple. And Rowdy Jordan comes through in the clutch. Middle of five, Brooklyn 2, Wilmington nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
So the Cyclones now have the lead, a little wind at the back of the Clones. 2-0 Brooklyn in Wilmington, bottom of the fifth, so the Blue Rocks have come to the plate in their home digs. But they will do so against a new arm. It's a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen. Cyclones go get one of their other starters, one of the eight on this roster. Right-hander David Griffin will come in to pitch. So Jose Chacin, really great. Unfortunately, cannot take the win, but pitchers these days don't give a rip if they take the win or not. It's about what's the line? What does the line read? That's all I need to get myself to the next level. Well, the line is pretty beautiful. Jose Chacin, 4 innings, no runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. So 7 of the 12 outs that he collected tonight were way of the K. So David Griffin, the piggybacker, if you will, trying to finish it off. 5th inning, 6th inning, 7th inning, if you draw it up perfectly. Jose Sanchez, the first batter, and Griffin rifles in 92 for strike one. Finish up for you. Cuevas responsible for both runs allowed. Pitch. Griffin misses outside. 1-1. So Cuevas goes 4+ innings. Allows 2 runs on just 1 hit, walked 4, and struck out 4. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball right to the shortstop. Collected over there by Wyatt Young. He snaps it across the diamond in time to retire Sanchez. Pretty insane today that, at least to start the year, the number of ground balls hit is astronomically low. Very, very low. And the reason I know that is because many times you try to come up with different ways to say the same thing over and over again. And back in the day, it used to be different ways to describe a ground ball. I've had to do that too much today. Here's Gage Canning, the lefty. He swings and misses at 92 for strike one. So strikeouts or things up into the air. Pitch. Canning, check swing, chops it foul off to the left by the Cyclones dugout. Strike two. Obviously, that is also by design. These organizations teaching their guys to get under the ball, create loft, drive it, hit the ball as hard as you can up into the air. 0-2. That missed high for ball one. 2-0 Cyclones, bottom of the fifth. David Griffin try to close it out. Turn of the feet, 1-2 pitch. Two-seam ran outside. 2-2. Give you another look at that scoreboard here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We have our trivia question coming up in the sixth. 2-2. Canning stares at strike three. Griffin sets him down looking. Gage Canning in this nightcap has struck out twice in his 2 at-bats. In the South Atlantic League tonight, some finals. Of course, we lost to Wilmington. The Cyclones lost to Wilmington 5-1 a little bit earlier. We played 2 today. Aberdeen over Jersey Shore 3-1 in New Jersey. Hickory leading Winston-Salem 8-4 top of the ninth inning. Here's Jeremy Idens. First pitch to him. He cuts and misses for strike one. Top 7 in Greensboro. Rome has a fighting Asheville in Kentucky 8-1 top of the fourth. 0-1. Idens hits one right back to the pitcher, and Griffin made the catch. Jam shot in the air. Griffin lunging to his left towards first base, made the grab. Beautiful play by David Griffin. One more score to go through. Hudson Valley and Greenville are tied at 3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, we're off to the sixth. It's 2-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
Sixth inning in Wilmington. The Cyclones back to the bats with a 2-0 lead against the Blue Rocks. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Here with you all summer long, all the way to the end of September when we wrap up the year on September 11th at Winston-Salem. It'll be, boy, we'll be different people by that time. But really excited to get the 2022 season underway. Clones dropped the opener earlier today, but have a 2-0 lead thanks to Rowdy Jordan. Two-run triple to dead center field the last time the Cyclones able to stride up to the plate. And striding up to the plate, Jose Pedroza to lead off the sixth. We'll also have our Tony Combos trivia question. First pitch to Pedroza. He swings and lines one to left field. Canning, Pedroza goes after the first one after striking out in his first two at-bats. Comes up clutch. So our Tony Combos trivia question has to do with the state of Delaware, and currently the best player in the major leagues right now who was born in Wilmington, Delaware. There's JT Schwartz, lefty batter, tall, strong hitter with an open stance, bat pointed up towards the sky, pitch. JT takes outside, Melvin Pena misses for ball one. Born in Wilmington, Delaware, grew up in Texas, played for the Arizona Diamondbacks and currently the St. Louis Cardinals. Can you name him? First baseman. 1-0. Schwartz takes in tight. Two balls, no strikes. If you can name the Wilmington, Delaware native, probably one of the best baseball players right now and certainly the best out of the state of Delaware. If you know the answer, use the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. We'll give you a shout-out in the bottom of the inning. 2-0. Schwartz rips it on the ground to second base. Collected by Baker. He throws to second for one. On to first. Double play. Baker to Daly to Marahildo. 4-6-3. And Schwartz hits into the twin killing. So JT, who had hit the ball well his last time, rolls over into two. Two down, top of the sixth of a seven-inning game. Brooklyn leading 2-0. Here's Jalen Palmer, who lined out to left his first time and flew out to right. So he sprayed the ball around pretty nicely today. Just looking for a hit. Pena fires away. The breaking ball in there for a strike. Jalen Palmer last year against Wilmington at a game at Maimonides Park took this Wilmington pitching staff deep twice in one game. Next pitch. JP takes in the dirt. One ball, one strike. So he had a career day and certainly a big memory last year against these guys. You remember Palmer rips through and misses. Slider down and away at 79. One ball, two strikes. Infield is back. Base is empty with two gone. Pena twists and twirls. Now Palmer rips one down the left field line. Just foul. About 3 or 4 feet past the chalk. Kicked off that warning track dirt. And bounce back into left field, picked up by Gage Canning, and he throws over to this and a little patio area past the seating bowl, surrounded by a bright white gate like you'd see your neighbor have out in the suburbs. Good place to get foul balls at Frawley Stadium. 1-2. Palmer cuts through and misses. Spania blows 93 right by him for strike three to end the inning. So Cyclones got a leadoff single by Pedroza, but couldn't do anything with it, and now they have to hope their pitching staff can hold on. We're off to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 2-0 Brooklyn in Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roast Coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
This is Jalen Palmer, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Wilmington coming to the plate, chasing a pair. Cyclones leading the Blue Rocks 2-0. Keith Ratt with you from Frawley Stadium on a Saturday night, right here at 9 o'clock. We started playing our doubleheader today about 5 o'clock. Already in the sixth inning of game two. So the new pitcher, kind of surprising to me. That's why I guess I don't make the decisions. I just tell you about him. David Griffin is out after just one inning, and I wonder if that's just by design, just to keep him fresh. Justin Courtney now has come on. It's another Baikal Cadillac call out of the bullpen. Justin Courtney, a brand-new Cyclone and a brand-new New York Met farmhand. Making his Cyclones debut. Came over from the Angels organization. That's where he pitched last year. Pitched collegiately at Maine. He's from Bangor, Maine. Big guy, and we'll see what he can do against Cole Daly, Cody Wilson, and Darren Baker. Cyclones are six outs away from a victory, trying to split this twin bill and set themselves up to win the series potentially tomorrow at 105. Cole Daly, the lefty. Courtney deals. And Justin fires a strike at 94 miles an hour. Nothing in one. Daly lined out to center. Got a really good piece his last time. Pitch fouled off to the left for strike two. So, again, it's working out the kinks in this first weekend. You have the call it a rain delay. You have a doubleheader. When you're the pitching coach and the manager, you really got to manage workloads and just getting got whacked. 0-2. Backdoor breaker just faded off the plate too far for ball one. So while you'd expect maybe David Griffin to piggyback with Chacin over a 9-inning game, that might work. In a 7-inning game, I guess it's the first weekend they didn't really want to do it. 1-2. Daly hits a ground ball to the shortstop. Backhand stop by Wyatt Young. From his knee to his feet, throws to first. Good play. Wyatt Young makes a dazzling play at short in the hole, moving to his right for the first out. Two nothing Cyclones, bottom of the sixth. One out will go to the top of the order. This will walk us through the third time through Lineup led off by Cody Wilson, who digs in from the right side. Pitch to Wilson. He squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes a bender a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. Nice night in Wilmington. Some of these Blue Rocks fans having a good time. Some of them are wrapped up in blankets up and down the seating bowl. There comes the 1-0. And Wilson takes high and in with a fastball. Courtney come in about 92 to 94. That one was at 92. Two balls, no strikes. Hitters count, 2-0 pitch. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Wilson a little bit hesitant. Tried to pull the trigger, but didn't end up doing it. Left the bat behind. Answer to our trivia question in the bottom of the sixth inning. Our Coney Convo's trivia question. 2-1. Fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. We asked you right now, probably the most famous Delawarean. I'm probably saying that very wrong, and if I get tackled and yanked out of the booth in 5 seconds, you know where I went, and you know why I went. But the most famous one in baseball right now, 2-2, breaking ball a little bit low. Good take by Wilson, three balls, two strikes. Can you name said player? And the Wolf, David Pecoraro, can indeed name said player. It is Goldie, Paul Goldschmidt. 3-2. Inside and high. Good job by Cody Wilson. It's a pretty good plate appearance by the Wilmington leadoff man. He fought back. And now Justin Courtney has a runner on with one out in a 2-0 game on the road. And will face Darren Baker, the son of Dusty Baker. Left-hand hitting second baseman who's 0-2. So David Pecoraro, the Wolf. Got it right. He is in mid-season form already. Even in April. Pitch. Baker lines one towards the middle. Caught by the shortstop, Wyatt Young. He throws to first, but Wilson back in. So Wyatt Young has made two really good plays in this sixth inning. That one, he was positioned nicely. It wasn't perfect right at his chest. He had to take a step over and off the lefty bat. It angled a little bit away from Wyatt. Good job to gather it in and make a strong throw to first base, looking for the double play, but Wilson's smart enough to get back. So a hard hit ball, but an out nonetheless. And here's Onyx Vega. 2-0 Brooklyn. Wilmington at the plate, though, bottom six. Courtney steps off, throws to first base, and Wilson back in, standing up. Now, Wilson is your typical leadoff man. He's actually had some time up at AAA, time with AA. He actually cracked into the big leagues last year. So he's speedy, but I don't think he's going to go. It's a two-run game. You don't really need to make an out where none is needed. Courtney deals, and Vega takes in tight. That's the first pitch of the at-bat. It's 1-0. No reason to get into scoring position quite yet. Right now you've had your bloop. That's getting on base. Now you need your blast to try to tie the game. One hit tonight for the Rocks. The 1-0. Breaking ball, even the count on Vega, 1-1. Courtney slowing it down about 20 miles an hour to 74 on that curveball. Schwartz holding on Wilson at first. Infield is back. Courtney throws over yet again. Wilson back in safely with that two-hand dive back to the bag. Courtney set, belt high. High kick, pitch. Fastball pumped in there. Courtney really wasting no time. He is the kind of reliever that you like as far as that makeup. Just going after hitters, especially late in a game. Coming in that cold weather. Something that I have a feeling my friend Justin Courtney is used to. Coming down from Maine. 1-2, runner goes, pitch taken outside, throw to second base, is not in time. So Gaddis couldn't throw out Wilson. I'm kind of surprised Cody went. But with two strikes, I guess he was trying to take the risk of just getting in motion. So Cody just missed with that breaking ball. It's 2-2 on the hitter. Cyclones are still up by a pair. So the runner at second base, important, but not colossal. If he scores, you still have the lead. Courtney's 2-2. Fouled back. Now back to the top of the netting behind home plate. Justin Courtney, not just a baseball player, but 4 years of soccer and hockey in high school. And in fact, so good at hockey that he was a finalist for a Maine Hockey Award, the Travis Roy Award in 2014, which is the best hockey player in the state. He was a finalist, didn't win, but a finalist. 2-2. That's up high. Three balls, two strikes. That physical makeup that you kind of wouldn't want to see him on the ice. Justin Courtney, 6'5", 215. That's what we would, what you would normally read off of a hockey roster. Big pitch coming at 3-2. We're in the bottom of the sixth of a 7-inning game. Payoff. Fouled back. Onyx Vega right on it, too. That was at 92 miles an hour. Onyx Vega, right-hand hitter, 23 years old out of Puerto Rico. Courtney is set. Another payoff. Fastball fouled away. So Courtney now looking for that put-away pitch. For Onyx Vega, he's a name we're going to hear a lot this year. He was with Fredericksburg last year and actually was in the same league as the Cyclones in 2019, Washington back in the old days when they were in short season with us. They had a team up in Auburn, New York with the Auburn Double Days. One of those teams that unfortunately did not survive the reduction of teams down to 120 heading into the 2021 season. But Vega was there in 2019, low A last year, and first year at high A. Payoff. Breaking ball in tight. Courtney went hopping off the mound, thought he got it, but he misses with ball four. That was really the right pitch. You had Vega timing the fastball, and Vega really wasn't ready for the breaking ball because he buckled at the knees, and Courtney, it was a 50-50 shot, didn't get the call up and in. So Courtney has hurt himself a little bit now with these walks. And now things really get scary. Here's Mendoza, home run power. First and second, two outs. Brooklyn leading 2-0. Mendoza, pair of K's today. Pitch. Drew swings and fouls it off the catcher. 92-mile-an-hour heat. Nothing in one. Swazi playing deep in right. Palmer deep in center. Rowdy Jordan deep in left field. Can't be that boomer bust guy. Cannot make a mistake to him either. 0-1. He swings and pops it up. Shallow left field. Peroza goes out from third and makes the catch with his back to the infield. The fleet-footed, sure-handed Jose Peroza went clunking out there to left field from third base and made really a game-saving catch for the Cyclones. You're waiting for the shortstop to cut over, the left fielder to come in. It was Peroza by himself, and the big guy got the job done. Courtney strands a pair. We go to the seventh inning, 2-0 Cyclones in Wilmington on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Coliseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Coliseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColiseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Final inning of Game 2. This is the top of the seventh from Frawley Stadium under a dark bear. 2-0 Brooklyn lead. Justin Courtney got out of trouble in that sixth to keep the Cyclones in front. Runners at first and second, two outs. A little floater into shallow left field down the third baseline. And quite surprisingly, Jose Peroza, who's a big guy, big third baseman, ran out there sideways as if he was tracking down a pass down the sideline of a football field and hauled it in. Really a nice play and a surprising play. A play of growth, if you will, for Peroza, who I've watched play third base since 2019. Maybe back in the day, he had a little more weight on him. Doesn't make that catch, but credit Peroza for a game-saving play. New pitcher in for Wilmington in this final frame of the game. It is Ike Slaybaugh, 6'5", 185-pound left-hander from Columbus, Ohio. They have a bevy of lefties out there in the bullpen. Nick Gattis leads off in the top of the seventh. First pitch, the righty takes down low. One ball, no strikes. So we saw Malvin Pena for a pair of innings. He goes two scoreless, two hits, two strikeouts, no walks. 1-0. Gattis takes the soft one on the outside corner to even the count. That was 84 miles an hour from Slaybaugh. Gattis, Swazi, and Rowdy Jordan. 7-8-9. 1-1. Gattis fouls it back right on it. One ball, two strikes. Nick Gattis, I say this a lot of the guys that have been here before, they're here but under kind of different circumstances. Gattis looking for a breakout here himself. Pitch. That's low. Nick was kind of a break camp out of the draft guy in 2019. Hot first week, then hit a wall, couldn't figure it out, fixed his swing. They sent him down to Florida. And then last year, came up a little bit late. This year he starts at high A. 2-2. He reaches out to catch it. There goes the second baseman, Baker. And into the Bermuda Triangle, he makes the catch with two other players converging in right field. So Gattis, he's hoping for a big year. These catchers, man, it's not easy. Let alone the fact that you're playing behind Francisco Alvarez, the number one prospect in the organization and a top 10 prospect in all of baseball. But catchers always got to fight for their time out there. One down, here's Joe Swazi. Cyclones lead 2-0. Pitch. Swaz check swing on a foul ball. Nothing and one. Gattis, Swazi. Now, these guys are guys that came up late at the end of last year. Okay, they got a taste. They may have succeeded, may have struggled, but not enough to move them even further. They get the fresh start at this level. The 0-1. Swazi swings late and misses behind 91 for strike two. Infield is back, two on the left, two on the right. Third baseman Sanchez hugs the line. The 0-2. That missed high. One ball, two strikes. Looks like it'll be Courtney to pitch the bottom of the seventh inning. Nobody's throwing right now for the Cyclones in the bullpen. Clones nursing a 2-0 lead. Here's the 1-2. Swazi takes strike three on the inside corner. Everything was away in that early part of the at-bat, and then Slaybaugh just said, you know what, let me open up another door. And he went on the inside corner and froze Joe Swazi. Let's bring up Rowdy Jordan, who's had a a loud first day with Brooklyn. Had a double and a walk in the first game. And is the reason why Brooklyn's in front. A two-run triple to dead center. Pitch. Jordan, the switch hitter batting right, takes down low by his shoe tops for ball one. Strikeout in as true as it comes. Just missed a home run. Right hit off the base of the wall. 1-0. Jordan swings, fouls it back. Again, we'll see what kind of hitter Rowdy is. Not just as a hitter, but from what side of the plate. Some guys have a stronger side. Some guys have a power side and an average side. If they're hitting from the right or they're hitting from the left. Slaybaugh is 1-1. Jordan takes the fastball upstairs at 91 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike. Saw Ronnie Mauricio last year, switch hitter. Was exceptional from the left side. The right side needed a little bit of work. But that left side was his power side. 2-1. Jordan swings and misses. Behind that heat, and it's 2-2. Two nothing Brooklyn. Nobody on, two outs. Top of the seventh inning. Final inning of the day. Here comes the break even. And Jordan takes strike three. Boy, Slaybaugh must be coming from a different angle because both Jordan and Swazi frozen solid on that heat. 92 on the black to put away Rowdy Jordan. Final inning of the night. Cyclones need three more outs to pick up the first dub of 2022. It will be Justin Courtney when we get back. 2-0 Brooklyn in Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones need three more outs to put this game away in the opener of the 2022 season. Keith Rad with you from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware. It's 2-0 Brooklyn. Justin Courtney, who came on in that sixth inning, got all three outs. A little bit of trouble in there that got out of it. He'll try to put away Wilmington and even up this short three-game set. Omar Merihildo, Jose Sanchez, and Gage Canning. The three batters. So Courtney wraps up his warm-up tosses. Pitched with some big-time confidence in that inning. And trying to deliver a dub. Cyclones got a good start from Jose Chacin. Hopefully the sign of a really great year from him. Struck out seven over four, scoreless. There was a hit, there was a walk, but really not much else allowed by Chacin. And one timely hit. Rowdy Jordan, two-run triple. That's it. Four total hits, two runs in this game. Courtney ready to deal with Merihildo. First toss his way is a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll recap this game. We'll give you a final look at the scoreboard, and we'll set you up for tomorrow's series finale. Here's a 1-0. Merihildo rips a base hit into left field. If there's anybody that the Mets, the Cyclones staff will tell you that they worry about most, it is Omar Merihildo. And certainly Mendoza's terrific, Pineda can hit, but Merihildo scares the life out of a lot of these guys. So he's on with a single, and now the tying run is at the plate, Jose Sanchez. This is the final inning of the night. Wilmington trying to tie or take the lead, slash win the game. Pitch. Sanchez hits one on the ground, right side, past Schwartz's glove into right field, base hit. Marihildo goes first to third, and Wilmington has him at the corners with nobody out in the seventh inning. Now Sanchez, a righty at the plate, hit one of these in-between grounders the other way towards JT Schwartz at first, where it kind of angles one way, but it's really spinning in the air, and it softly hits the ground and bounces another way. So Schwartz kind of the glove up and then had to react, diving across his body. Really had no chance at it. Tough play. 2-0. Brooklyn leading. Here's Gage Canning. Pitch. Canning fouls it back towards the sweet level. So now you're in one swing territory. Cyclones have suffered a walk-off in this building. That happened last year. With the pressure building up on Courtney. Marihildo off third. The 0-1. Canning takes in the dirt. So count evens at a ball and a strike. You have Idens on deck. He has one hit, but you know, before this inning, the first six frames had one total Wilmington hit. And now you've got three. Courtney set, 6-5 frame. Rocks and deals. Canning cuts and misses. So Courtney jumps ahead. You go back to that sixth inning. Courtney got two strikes but could not strike anybody out. Could use one right here. Pitch. Canning cuts and misses. One down. Got him with a fastball down and, excuse me, a changeup down and in. So now you roll it up. Roll two. We'll see if Wilmington tries to get the wheels in motion to get out of that situation. I don't know Sanchez's speed levels. Of course, our first time seeing him. But with him at first and a runner at third, you have the double play open to end the game. Here's Idens, a right-handed hitter. 2-0 Brooklyn with one out. Pitch. Spiked in the dirt. Good stop by Gattis. Runners stay put. Cole Daly is on deck. Idens tonight, though, singled to center. It was a little bloop single against Chassin earlier in the game. And then a pop out to the pitcher. Got jammed. The 1-0. Idens rolls over to third. Perosa Fields goes to second. Whoa, no, it's bobbled and lost. And a run scores. Reyes did not make the catch at second. It wasn't out on the transfer. He just did not make the catch at second. And it's 2-1. They went to second for one and did not get it. And Wilmer Reyes a million times will make that play. At least the first out. So just a, that's going to go down as the first Brooklyn error of the season, an E4 catching error. So Idens reaches on the fielder's choice. You now have the tying run at second base. Winning run at first and a meeting on the mound as A.J. Sager takes the walkout to talk to not just his pitcher, but gather the entire group of gray jerseyed Cyclones on that dirt mound to talk it out. That was it. That was the game. You had the double play ball. Perfect grounder to Perosa. He hit Reyes, I tell you, right in the chest. Threw it right over the bag, a BB. And Wilmer, the only thing I can say about Wilmer is like a wide receiver coming over the middle. He just took his eyes off it, was thinking ahead, thinking, okay, I'm going to turn this. But you got to make that first catch. That's the only thing I can think of. Here's Daly. Pitch. In the dirt, good stop by Gattis for ball one. So it's 2-1. Wilmington is a base hit away from, you think, tying it. Saw earlier in this game today, the manager, Lee Sohn, who also coaches third, hold up a runner on a ball to the outfield. The 1-0. Strike on the inside corner at 92. So the nice thing is that if you're Wilmer Reyes, you know, next ball, let's get the next one. You could roll it up again with one out. You have first and second. The shortstop, Wyatt Young, playing behind the runner at second base, so shading up the middle as much as possible. Courtney holds the set, peeks at second, looks home and deals. Daly swings through for strike two. Joel Daly back at it in 2022. He was with Wilmington last year. Two-tone bat, black barrel, beige wooden handle, and bright white gloves gripping the bottom of that bat. Lefty swinger. Courtney's 1-2. Daly swings late, just fouls off the breaking ball. Cyclones do have somebody up in the bullpen, but really it's going to come down to Courtney. Runners have their leads with one out. Here's the 1-2 again. Daly strikes out swinging. Courtney got him on the inside corner with a slider. Tied him up beautifully. So Brooklyn now one out away. And the leadoff man, Cody Wilson, strolls up with runners at first and second. The game on the line. Wilson walked his last time, but has not put the bat on the ball in this game. Struck out his first two times. Breaking ball, strike one in the outside corner. It's Sanchez at second. Iden's over at first. Brooklyn looking for a split of the doubleheader in the first win of the season. Justin at it again, the 0-1. Caught on and missed. Boy, big chase down and away by Wilson. Courtney in good shape, ahead 0-2. Infield back at normal depth, two on the left, two on the right, 0-2. Swinging a chopper, foul off third. Collected by Peroza, 5 feet onto the grass in foul territory off the line. Courtney will have to go at it again. Cody Wilson trying to keep the game alive for Wilmington. One swing to win the game, or at least a base hit to tie it. Courtney's got his sign. 0-2. Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn wins the ball game 2-1. Justin Courtney buckles down in the seventh inning to wrap it up, put a bow on it, and get the first win of 2022. Well, it was interesting, but the Cyclones get the W, and Courtney actually strikes out three in the inning. So in the bottom of the seventh inning, one run, two hits, and two left. We'll be back to wrap up this 2-1 win for the Cyclones when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
So the Cyclones split the twin bill today and get a W in the nightcap in exciting fashion and take a 2-1 game from the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Keith Rad with you in the broadcast booth high above the field at Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware for the final totals. A light recap and then, of course, look at the scoreboard around the league and around the Mets organization where we get you set for tomorrow's finale. So the totals in Game 2 are Brooklyn 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. The Cyclones left 4 men on base. Wilmington 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. They left 6. The win to David Griffin. He pitched that 5th inning. The loss goes to Michael 4 innings, so couldn't qualify for the win. And Justin Courtney gets his first save of the season. Time of the game, 1 hour, 59 minutes, and the attendance, 989. It's a little bit cold these days in Wilmington, Delaware. So I'll go back and recap this game. It was off the back of a first game of a doubleheader. The Cyclones lost the opener 5-1, so looking for a little offensive opportunity to respond. Jose Chacin, though, really shined. Him and Michael Cuevas, the starters, did a great job to begin the game. Chacin came out firing. Cuevas came out firing. Chacin ended up touching about 95-96. Cuevas 90-92 with the fastball. Chacin a little bit older, a little more seasoned, and he showed it. Struck out 7 over 4 scoreless. One walk and one hit. Really, neither starter allowed much of anything. Brooklyn did have some opportunities. Matt Rudick and Wilmer Reyes combined to get the first two guys onto the game but could not score. And it took until the bullpen for anybody to get anything really going. So Michael Cuevas, though, in that fifth inning, came out, walked Nick Gattis, walked Joe Swazi, and that was his night. They just went a little bit too long with Cuevas. And that was really the decision that ended up changing the game, because the next pitcher, Malvin Pena, came in, faced Rowdy Jordan, and Jordan hit a ball from the top of the zone to center field, hit off the base of the wall, a 2-run triple to bring in both Gattis and Swazi and give the Cyclones a 2-0 lead. Flash forward to the bottom of the sixth inning, a huge part of the game, Justin Courtney in, 2-0 game. And Courtney got the first out, but walked Cody Wilson, then got the second out, and walked Onyx Vega, and things got a little bit dicey. First and second, two outs, little pop-up flare hit into shallow left field off Drew Mendoza's bat. Peroza went out like a wide receiver down the line on a fade route and made the catch. Really a good play for a guy of his build, if you will. And then in the seventh inning, the bottom of the frame, Omar Marajildo single to lead off the frame. Sanchez a single the other way to set up first and third. And an amazing job, though, by Justin Courtney to get out of a tough jam. He gets the play of the game. First and third, one out. Double play wins the game, and Courtney gets the ground ball he needs. Ground ball to third. Jose Peroza collects, throws right on target, a BB to second, and Wilmer Reyes had it hit the palm of his glove, and he just dropped it. A run scored, inning continued, but Courtney bounced back, said, "I'll do it myself." Struck out Cole Daly, struck out Cody Wilson to get the victory. So the Cyclones with the win go to 1-1. And Wilmington also goes to 1-1 with the loss. Take a look at the scoreboard from the league tonight in the South Atlantic League. Hickory over Winston-Salem, 8-4 in the South. You had Aberdeen beat Jersey Shore in the North Division, a 3-1 win. Aberdeen goes 2-0, by the way. Elsewhere in the league, Rome leading Greensboro 5-3. Top of the ninth inning, Hudson Valley trailing Greenville 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And out in Kentucky, Bowling Green ahead of Asheville, 8-2 in the bottom of the fifth. In the Mets organization today, Low A St. Lucie crushing Daytona up by a touchdown. 7-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mike Vasil, terrific. A Low A debut for him. Had a sensational first game on the mound. Double A Binghamton, after last night's offensive parade, went a little quiet today. Pitching gave up 13 runs on 14 hits in a 13-2 loss to Hartford, but Francisco Alvarez hit a home run, his second one in as many nights. And AAA Syracuse right now, what did I tell you? They were up. They were up on who? Scranton. And what did I tell you? They wouldn't last very long. Scranton has since tied the game, and they're in the top of the 10th inning, tied at 3. That's the Yankees and the Mets affiliate. That's what happens when you mess around with that concoction at any level. Speaking of the New York Mets, the Mets leading Washington 4-0, top of the 8th inning. Pete Alonso has hit a grand slam. Chris Bassitt has turned in a gem. Quality start on his Mets debut. 6 scoreless, 8 punch-outs. And so far, so good. So we move ahead to tomorrow. It's the series finale. It's one of only 2 3-game series we'll play this year. It's a 1 o'clock start. Carlos Ocampo makes his Brooklyn Cyclones debut against Jake Irvin for Wilmington. So at 1 o'clock, all 40, it's our first conversation with Luis Rivera, the Cyclone skipper. We talk to him every single Sunday. So your finals, again, Wilmington 5-1 in the first game, but the Cyclones take the nightcap. They get the last laugh and win 2-1 in game 2. From Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, my name is Keith Radd, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.